Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Some of my colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago. There's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this thing.
We have another state to project it as the state of North Carolina. Big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency. Folks, this is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in and Clinton headquarters right now.
Wolf, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral
votes. This is truly the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
He is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right there.
We haven't discussed the number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion, and I mean literally crying.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare.
This is your life now. This is us. This is our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday. That's Tuesday. November 6, 2018, and we're right where we were 2 years ago. Except the country's come back from the dead. We have the byproduct of the left and their Chi-Com controllers and funders openly censoring anyone that is loyal to this nation and demanding that the Republicans not even be able to air TV and radio ads countering the illegal aliens, literally murdering the American people. So if we don't counteroffensive against what they've done, this revolution could actually backfire on us because it's mobilized them to come out swinging as total criminals. So the battle is really joined right now. And here is the enemy of the people, the control corporate press, demonizing the president.
Several of the networks are trying to run through immigration acts that we saying that
I don't know about it. I mean, you tell me something I don't know about. We have a lot of ads, and they certainly are effective based on the numbers that we're seeing.
Well, Mr. President, a lot of people said that. Why did you like that ad?
Well, a lot of things are offensive. Your questions are offensive a lot of times, so, you know.
Here is the banned ad that is accurate. Here it is.
The 7,000 migrant caravan crossing Mexico, marching toward our border. Dangerous illegal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve.
And guess what's happened now? They've pulled that ad even off Fox News because CNN said it was racist. And now CNN wants nationalist candidates taken off Twitter. Oh, and sure enough, there's a London Guardian article basically saying Paul Watson's a Nazi and they want him off Twitter. They're going to take everybody off. We've got to counter them. They're criminals. They're the ones run by a Nazi collaborator. It's election day. We're going overnight till all the results are in. Spread the links and jam it down the censor's throat. Infowars.com.
The globalists know
that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, at 8 a.m. this morning, Central Time, InfoWars kicked off its live 34-hour broadcast coverage with David Knight. Did a great job. Now, I'm here for the next 4 hours with the regular weekday Alex Jones show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then the War Room for another 3 hours with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer. And then we're all going to tag team and roundtable with a raft of amazing guests, an informative guest, right through the night, right into the morning hours, as long as we need to get you the election results. Then, of course, 8 a.m., we pick it all back up again tomorrow with the regular 10 hours of live transmission we do every day here from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. First off, I'm very thankful for all the affiliates, all the sponsors, all the listeners, all the patriots that have stood with us against the deluge of censorship, demonization, and attacks so that we can be here. 2 years later, after the historic victory, still standing, but heavily scarred and punished by the globalists, by the Clintons, and by the corporate Decepticon press. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. I would do it all over again. I just would have fought harder. And all the persecution, all the lies, all the demonization, all the fake lawsuits have not made me feel sorry for myself. In fact, it's the opposite. It's made me dislike the globalists so much more, but I don't fight them because I dislike them and because I know they're criminal liars. I fight them because I know that they are hurting my children and your children's futures, and they're very, very bad people. So I do it for love, not for hate. And I have to control myself and always get back to that place of love and focus on God, or I will absolutely blow up because I live inside these people's heads. Literally and figuratively. They hate me. They're obsessed with me for good reason. I spend all my time studying them. And they are so horrible. They are so nasty. They are so disgusting. And I'm willing to do it. But we also have to focus on the good in the world that we're protecting from these people. And there's also the incredible frustration that when you know what liars they are, when you know how fake they are, when you know how really twisted they are and how they lust for power, and to see such huge portions, a large minority group of the American people, trying to create racial and cultural division right out of a divide and conquer playbook and engaging in such societal poison in an attempt to dominate and control this republic because it's the center of global power. It's really nasty. There are all these multinational and corporate forces, authoritarian forces, as you know, battling for control of the United States. And we've been an engine for good. We've been an engine for innovation. We've also been an engine for bad. And we're trying to get back control of the country and to get back on the basic mission that made our country so great, which is just common sense to do that. And the forces of corruption, the forces of power mongering are throwing everything they've got at us right now and at everyone who is standing strong and standing firm against them. But these are beyond historical times. This is beyond a fork in the road. This is beyond epic. This is absolutely, you can feel it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can smell it. This is a moment of destiny. And not this election. This election is an example of the fight to take control of our society and culture back and making the enemy come out with its full force in an attempt to dominate us back under their control. So regardless of how this goes today, as long as you're steadfast and know that, we cannot lose in the long term, in the big picture, in the master scheme. And that's really the most important thing I can say. If there wasn't massive election fraud, if there wasn't hundreds of billions of foreign dollars coming in literally, if there wasn't all of Hollywood ganging up and engaging in total brainwashing, the Republicans would actually gain houses in the House and Senate. They would actually gain seats. You see the red wave populism exploding, taking over everywhere. But because this is the central battleground, the globalist last stand, because they're losing everywhere else, they could win this battle but lose the war. And we've drawn them out. We've made them behave like they really are, venomous, poisonous monsters. And so don't get down if they win today. I think it's just neck and neck. My gut level approximation is it's undecided now. It's going to be razor close in the real world. Now, they're pulling out all the stops. You've seen the crimes they've committed, the lies they've told. They only tripled and quadrupled down when lying and corruption didn't make them win 2 years ago, when their promised queen, Hillary, was supposed to come in and deliver them into their new world order. But because they've quadrupled down, they could have the victory in the battle, but not in the war. A lot of people say, why are we seeing record turnouts for any midterm? It's rivaling even general elections, 60% turnout they're projecting. It's because people know this is a real election. When you got John McCain on the ticket against Barack Obama, or Bob Dole, who's better than John McCain, but Bob Dole up against Bill Clinton, you know the fix is in. You know there's really not that much difference, and the establishment's going to get what they want. But you know when they're pulling out all the stops and trying to destroy everybody that supports the president and going crazy, and it's part of a nationalist, capitalist, populist movement exploding worldwide, you know it's real and you can feel it and you can see it and you know they're trying to break our will and it's not going to happen. It's going to be their will that's broken. Quite frankly, I can't even contain my wrath and my anger. And I'm trying to, ladies and gentlemen, because these people are sick and they are not Americans and they've said they're not Americans and they've said they hate the country. The Democratic Party is now completely converted to globalism. It is literally an enemy outside globalist force destroying our economy, our sovereignty, our culture, our families. The type of venomous anti-culture stuff that the left pushes on five-year-olds is an executable offense in communist China. They say it is psychological warfare to destroy their country, and all U.S. media is basically banned in China. Because they're another form of authoritarianism that's got their slaves. They don't want to sabotage their slaves. They want them productive. And the Chi-Coms have their operatives here literally trying to demoralize us and bring us down. And anyone that stands against the president and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and against what we're trying to do is literally working and aiding and abetting foreign powers. Period. And that's why I was removed first off the internet, because I was throwing down the gauntlet, and now you see it all over the news. U.S. prepares to fight China. U.S. News World Report. China unveils new heavenly palace space station as the U.S. space station prepares to fail. Alex Jones and Donald Trump, you need to blow the whistle on Chinese communist infiltration of Silicon Valley, Democratic Party, Real Clear Politics. We're going to get into all of it. And what the real fight is, when you look at Democrats and their minions and their slaves and their followers, these are pathetic worms who literally are the weak-minded controlled by multinational brainwashing. It is saddening. It is disgusting. But their operating system is enslavement. of this country. Their operating system is hating this nation. We're going to come back. We're in the middle of 34-hour transmission, 36, teleprompter-free. You can break the censors. You can stop them. You can override them and make what we've paid for here and you've paid for here and all we've gone through worth it by going to InfoWars.com and grabbing the live feeds that say live coverage, Alex Jones live, 34-hour broadcast, live election day coverage, and emailing it and text messaging and word of mouth, telling friends, neighbors, family, tune in. This is the banned show. This is the show the Democrats fought so hard to suppress and so hard to keep people from getting because it's now past the election. We're going to cover it. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the next leg of the fight, exposing how the Democrats meddled, how they engaged in fraud, how they're getting foreign funding, and bringing them to justice because we've made them way overreach. The next leg of victory and the path to victory straight ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's now 0 days until the historic 2018 midterm elections, being watched all over the world, even more than the 2016 general election between the globalist nightmare, radical Islamic funding kingpin, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was the queen. She was the heir apparent. They had their whole plan to censor everybody and take over and launch wars as soon as she got in, but the best laid plans of mice and men and monstrous gorgons often goes astray. And we hosted our own little rebellion, our own little coup d'etat against the globalist palace from right here in Texas, allied with other great folks around the country and Matt Drudge and others. And now that rebellion against globalism has exploded across the planet. So take heed. We're winning the global war against communism and against authoritarianism on many, many fronts. Imagine how far we've come. Where when I was first on air 23 years ago, nobody was talking about the Federal Reserve being private. Nobody was talking about the New World Order. Nobody was talking about the Chinese century and how the CFR was talking about how they were going to shut America down by design and first take our industry away, then make us a service economy, and then even take that away. But now, all over America and all over the world, people are standing up. People are taking action. People are getting involved and realizing that big mega banks and big mega corporations at the top are anti-free market. They don't want there to be a ladder or a stairway up for a middle class to grow and for poor folks to become middle class. They want to sew it all up. They want their global government. They've got their master plan. And you having freedom, or you making decisions, or you electing who you see fit and running your country the way you see fit, they say that's racist. They say that's evil. They say the word nationalist itself is bad. Father's bad. Mother's bad. Man's bad. Woman's bad. Anything that gives you an original, real identity that the globalists don't control must be destroyed. Must be overwritten, must be overturned. This is true 21st century psychological and cultural warfare. Now, we're going to have a raft of individuals co-hosting and hosting today. David Knight is going to be coming back later, popping in with breaking news. We have George Papadopoulos joining us on how they tried to set him up with the whole fake Russiagate. He's now saying it was a setup, as we said from the beginning. Roger Stone's going to be in studio off and on all day. Mike Adams. And we're also going to have Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and many, many other surprise guests today. You're not going to want to miss any of the transmission. And seriously, we have millions of listeners on radio, close to a million on TV right now on traditional television and cable. We're able to gauge that. On the internet, during past elections, on our own streams, we would have millions and millions and millions and millions tune in to the stream. Sometimes over 10 million on our own streams. When you get excited, millions tune in that are new. When you don't get excited, maybe 100,000 tune in every few hours, which is great. But regular listeners who already know what's going on and know more than I do in many cases, you're the ambassador for the victory. And people need to know the truth about what's about to happen with this election. They need the real coverage. They wanted us shut down so they can engage in the election fraud. They can engage in the election meddling. They can engage in the censorship ahead of hand, during, and after. So we always have to defeat the enemy and expand our beachhead in their face of free speech. And when you get excited, go to Infowars.com to the front page, and it says live banned election coverage. Say, hey, you've heard about Alex Jones. You've heard him lie about it. You've heard him demonize. Find out what's really being covered, check it out, and send on that link. Tune in now is the title. Tune in now. InfoWars banned midterm coverage. The broadcast the Democrats and the globalists fought to try to shut down with everything they had. Well, share that link and then tell others to share it. And the joke around here is it'll probably just get me killed, but that's fine. I want to go all the way because they've already done stuff that they've only done to Trump to try to shut me up. And it's because we carry their destruction. I mean, we're promoting Americanism, not globalism, is our credo. No one was saying that 5 years ago, even 2.5 years ago. Now it's global. Everything you did as a viewer and listener, as a participant, relaunched 1776 worldwide, which is the antidote to globalism. Now, coming up, Trump optimistic as polls predict blue wave in midterm elections, New York Post. The same polls said Hillary would win by, 10, 15 points or whatever, and, would have this biggest electoral college and biggest general vote ever. Wasn't true. But we'll see, because there's massive fraud. A staggering 36 million people have voted early, setting the stage for big midterm turnout. And why? Because it's a real election. It's not a fake revolution. It's real. Trump says he regrets the tone he used during the first 2 years in office, but went on to say he had to do it. Well, of course, because he was countering enemies. He had to call out who they were. We're also going to get into the corporate media claim there's going to be a GOP wipeout in governor's races and other areas. We'll see about that because so much foreign money and things have been spent. And here's the key. There's already been fraud. If we win this thing, we've got to have investigations about Chinese foreign meddling, which has been public, unlike the Russian thing that's made up by and large. And we have to go on the offense and realize that this is a back and forth fight, but ideologically we are winning globally. And that said, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got our special guest coming up, please remember InfoWars in your prayers and in when you shop, because we have a revolution here of the sponsors for radio and our local stations. Those are great. But 80% of our funding comes from you buying products directly at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you take action, we win. When you don't, we will fail. I am in your hands. This entire InfoWars operation that the globalists are obsessed with shutting down because they can track our trajectory towards total victory. This whole system, this weapon system of truth is in your hands. You are our backbone, you're our guts, you're our brains, you're our eyes, our ears, you're the food that feeds the engine. You're the fuel in the jet fighter dropping truth bombs right over the enemy. And we make it easy to support us. We had our biggest sale in history because they're trying to shut down our shopping cart and take our banking. They failed so far, thank God. But we sold out a lot of products. But we have the biggest sale when it comes to the discounts we've ever had now. It's not the widest sale where everything was 50% off and free shipping, but on targeted items, it's 67% off at the best sales, and the lowest sale is 49% off on Alexa Pure water filtration systems that are the very best. Comparable systems are $300, $400 and aren't even as good. It is the system I use. It is the best at InfoWarsStore.com. $127 for the Alexa Pro Water Filtration System, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com at that price. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 67% off. The highest quality colloidal silver out there. Cannot beat that. Super Male Super Female Vitality, amazing. 57% off. Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 50% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X3 with the Deep Earth Crystals, two other different types for synergy, even better than X2, 50% off with free shipping. Out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100. $250 or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we're right in the middle of this historic Election Day coverage. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joining us for this segment is George Papanopoulos, who I did say back during the time when the whole Russiagate thing started, I said he might be one of the double agents just because the story sounded so ridiculous that he talked to somebody connected to Russians in a bar in Italy, and then that made him a Russian agent, and he was, you know, pleading guilty or whatever. I said, that's asinine. He's since come out and said, we know it was a setup by the leftist CIA. It's all confirmed. And indeed, he did absolutely nothing wrong. And they just later said, oh, do you remember you talked to somebody for 5 minutes in a bar and they brought up Russia to you? And then later when you were asked about it by Mueller, you didn't remember it. So we're going to get you on lying to the FBI. So I've just set the table there of what has happened. He's been totally vindicated now and he's had a lot of courage. George Papanopoulos, formerly the Trump campaign, to come out and say that he was set up. So I appreciate you coming on, George. Give us your take on what's really happened, the Mueller investigation, and where you see this going.
Alex, thanks so much for hosting me. It's a real pleasure. No, you're absolutely right. Look, I used to be patient zero, I guess, of the fantasy of Russia collusion. And unfortunately, I was patient zero because I had two problems. One, I couldn't talk for myself. And two, I had the New York Times and other newspapers create this fake narrative and false narrative around me that I was, you know, colluding. I was, you know, talking with Russian agents. I was doing all this. Now, the only problem that happened was, or actually the only benefit that came out of this entire story for me from when I wasn't able to talk, was that everyone that the New York Times or any other newspaper dug into, for example, Joseph Mifsud, Alexander Downer, Stephen Halper, all these people, they weren't Russians at all. They were actually Western intelligence people. So it was really funny because, you know, I'd always get questions from various newspapers. Oh, can you tell us about the Russian agent, Joseph Mifsud, the professor that you just talked about? And I said, I have no real information about him because he really couldn't introduce me to anyone of substance in Russia. And then later on, I have all these new journalists come to me and tell me the guy was actually working with the MI6. And now his own lawyer is saying that the FBI was guiding him when he was interacting with me. So just to basically summarize, it's a very confusing story. In 2016, I'm on a business trip to Rome, and I meet this man named Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese professor. This professor, a month later, he drops this information on me that the Russians apparently have Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, I didn't understand what he was really, you know, talking. It was openly rumored that Clinton's State Department server had been hacked. So he drops this information on me. About a week later, Alexander Downer from the Australian embassy wants to meet with me. And during this meeting, he's recording me. He's asking me very strange questions. He's telling me that the Australians are watching what Trump is doing. The British are watching him very closely because of his support for Brexit and that he's a pariah. Now, this guy, I have absolutely no memory of ever talking about emails with him. Apparently, he created this fake story that I talked about emails with him to justify this investigation. That's the current narrative. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than anybody could possibly think, but I'm just trying to lay out the groundwork.
Let me boil it down just in 30 seconds and then see if this is accurate from your own inside experience. It's very simple. They want to discredit the election of Trump. They want to be able to cover up their illegal spying on Trump, which has now all been confirmed. So they had different MI6 and CIA operatives and actual agents come up and talk to different Trump people about Russians so that they had some type of connection to people in the Trump operation and Russians, even though they were the ones instigating it and even though you were faithful to the United States.
That's absolutely right. To this day, I've never traveled to Russia. I've never met a Russian official. I don't have Russian friends, and I don't even go to Russian restaurants. So this guy, this professor, he's connected to Western intelligence. He just drops this information on me like a dangle, just so that, you know, you're caught at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing. And then I had a target on me for talking to apparently a Russian agent, and then that allowed the MI6, the CIA, and obviously the FBI to, you know, follow me, follow the campaign.
And then they use that when they're already legally spying to parallel construct and go then open the official investigation into Trump using you.
I guess that's a story. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense to probably all of your listeners and probably to all of America. I mean, we at this moment, America is fully behind me. I'm just slowly getting this story out, and everyone is just really shocked. I mean, I know you're probably
George,
shocked.
I'm not shocked. I'm not at liberty to talk about it, but I reported to the FBI. They tried the same crap on me, but I instantly blew up.
No, you have to. And that's actually, you know, I had two options. One, I could have gone off into the sunset in obscurity and just bit my lip and allowed this story to follow me the rest of my life. But then, you know what I said? Absolutely not. I need to tell America the truth because this is much bigger than just George Papadopoulos. You know, I'm going to have my life moving forward no matter what. But America was always going to be duped under this fantasy that Trump was colluding or that the campaign was in the pocket of Russia. That's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. Trump had nothing to do with Russia. I had nothing to do with Russia.
And so you're Patsy One, you're Patient Zero, which is not just you saying this. It's all been vindicated. It's all come out. Mueller is a known gangster, though. People he handled, like, you know, the fellow that just died, the famous Irish mobster from Boston, Whitey Bulger. These are people you don't want to mess with. And I know you probably got threatened. Are you at liberty to get into what it was like when Mueller, who delivered uranium to the Russians on Tarmac, the real agent, when he was breathing down your neck, what that was like?
No, I can't get into anything specific about my interactions with the FBI or Mueller himself, but you know, all I can, you know, really focus on at the moment is just all the characters around that led me to be, I guess, involved in this, because I think that's the real problem. You know, I think the lead up, the setup that created this mess that we're all in right now, I think that's the most important thing. And I think those people who are responsible are the Obama DOJ, the Obama State Department, and the Obama CIA. So those are the people that need to get back in front of Congress. And I think Congress needs to ask them absolutely new questions now that new revelations about my story has come out, just so that, you know, America has a much more clear picture of what they were doing and why they were trying to set me up in the campaign.
Wow. What's your gut level or any of your contacts thinking that Mueller's going to try next? Because he's not just leaking that he wants to indict Stone with no evidence. They're also at the grand jury and over 50 people asking about me. That's another reason I know how fake this is. I have zero connection to the Russians.
Look, I have no idea what anything in the future is going to be. All I know is, even though it's a risk, many people are telling me it's a risk of me going out and talking about my situation. For me, the real, jail sentence, a life sentence, actually, would be if I had lived in this notoriety as a traitor to my country. That's something I wasn't going to allow to happen. So that's all I could say about that.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. It's obvious you did nothing from the beginning. That's why I was saying, why are you at first going along with it when you did absolutely nothing? The guy talked to you and then told you about some Russian stuff that was already public news. And I mean, clearly now you're coming out against him. You're speaking out. You've been vindicated. You weren't the mole. We know who some of the moles are now. In fact, when I said maybe you're the mole, I did get contacted by people that are really insiders. They said, no, it's not George Papadopoulos. It's not him. And they told me who the moles were.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say that I know of one myself. I can't talk about it publicly yet. I think Congress probably is going to disclose that at a future time. But if I knew of one, and, you know, you're talking about certain, there are probably many in the campaign. I mean, there were many eyes around in 2016, and they weren't there to help Trump. I mean, I think they were really there to keep a close eye on him, to make sure that they had him under a thumb if he was elected president. And to have sabotaged his campaign, if he was elected president as well, so that he wouldn't face the problems he's facing today. But the guy is, he's vindicated. I mean, he has tremendous support by the American people, and he's doing great. And I just implore all Americans to vote red today.
Absolutely. George Papadopoulos, I know you've got to go. You said maybe you could do two segments. Let's just do a half a segment, because you're a smart political cookie. I want to come back and just briefly get your take on the election, what's at stake, and more. It's a George Papa 19 on Twitter, at George Papa 19. Go directly there to get what's really happening, not what they say about George. And this takes a lot of courage, folks, going up against Mueller after what he's been through. This guy has really proven his salt.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Our guest for a few more minutes here. I want to get his take as former campaign member of the Trump 2016 success, his view on what's currently happening today. But you heard him say something really powerful earlier, coming out saying, I'm not a traitor. I was set up. MI6 CIA came and talked to me about Russians. They admit he never offered to do anything for Russians. And then later they go, oh, you talked to somebody at a bar a year ago that mentioned Russians. And you didn't tell us that. You're like, oh, yeah, well, that guy wasn't a Russian. He was British. They admit no discussion of money, no discussion of being a traitor, no discussion of selling anybody out, no discussion of anything. But, oh, you forgot you talked to somebody that brought up Russians to you. That is insane. He said the ultimate life sentence would be being known as a traitor to your country. But here's the real traitors. The whole leftist stay-behind networks, the Democratic Party and the State Department, the CIA and the Justice Department, openly trying to block Trump's agenda. We'd be much better off, even though things have already turned around, if it wasn't, you know, for them being in there. They wanted to use the state apparatus of counterintelligence against foreign countries, against U.S. citizens, and then set them up and imprison them to discredit a populist pro-America election. That adds insult to injury. So other points on that. George, we really appreciate your courage. I really admire, you know, when I started seeing you a few months ago saying I was shut up, it's all a lie. Because let me tell you, you know, you're dealing with some very, very dangerous people. But what was the moment when you decided you had to just come out and just really get in their face?
You know what it was? Actually, you know, my wife and my girlfriend at the time and wife, she's been going public for months. And, you know, she actually knew the guy who told me about the information. And because that the guy that she used to work at the European Union, you know, she was a diplomat in Europe. She's Italian. And she told me the guy that told you that information about Russians, you do realize he's connected to the Clintons. He's connected to the socialists in Europe. He's connected to MI6 and he's connected to the State Department. And I didn't believe her. I was an idiot. And I said, it's impossible what you're telling me. This guy was he must have been Russian. How would he have that information? She said, you're crazy if you plead guilty. So she went public. She started defending me. And then all of a sudden, the moment that the light bulb struck in my head was during the sentencing memorandum that was written by the government about me, where they mentioned this professor, and they said that Papadopoulos helped him evade, and we don't know who he is, and he has no connections to Russia. Once I saw that, I said, this thing's an entire scam. I was set up, and I'm going to have to go on the warpath now because my reputation's on the line, and the integrity of this entire investigation's on the line, and Trump himself, you know, was probably on the line in many ways, depending on how this investigation goes. So I didn't want me to be responsible for the fall of President Trump, who I admire, adore. I think he's a great statesman. He's doing tremendous things for this country. And I also didn't want America to be duped. So I just wanted the truth out there. And I said, if I'm not going to tell the truth now, it's never going to come out. It's now or never. And I just decided to do it a couple months ago. And I think it was the right decision.
Well, I got to say this right now, and I apologize to you on air, that when I saw you at first going along with it, I thought this must be a setup because he did nothing wrong. This is so stupid. But then basically the same thing happened to me, and I was so dumbfounded. I kind of got in your position, and I was like, this is so unreal. Like you said, even though you're political, you're smart, you still don't believe there's that many criminals in the government and the system. When you come face to face with it, it's dumbfounding, isn't it?
The moment that this guy's lawyer, he has a lawyer named Stephen Rowe in Switzerland, and he went public, I think the day before I testified on Capitol Hill, probably 2 weeks ago, and he said, everyone, the charade is done. My client was never working for the Russians. In fact, if you ever say he's a Russian spy again, we're going to sue you, meaning any newspaper. He was working for Western intelligence. So, this whole thing just has blown up. This entire narrative has been upended about me involved with a Russia conspiracy. And if I was patient zero and I was the center of Russia collusion with no Russia context, then in my opinion, this entire thing is a fabrication.
Oh, of course it is. It's the Clintons that are knee-deep with every foreign power that'll buy them. Well, let me just add this point. This is like corrupt cops who get caught sometimes with their own surveillance camera because they forget planting drugs on somebody. It's like they came to sell you drugs. They came to sell you Russia collusion. You didn't accept it, and then they bust you for taking drugs you refused to take. I mean, it's beyond that. They didn't even really say there was any Russian collusion. You just forgot that somebody a year before mentioned something about Russians. This is just insane. And now, if I'm at an event or whatever, there'll be some obvious operative walk over and go, we want to talk to the president about submarines for Taiwan. And then the Navy SEALs I'm with freak out because they realize they've already made who my security is and are opening a national security case by just who I'm with. Because they already know classified info that I'm with guys that are in super classified deep submarine operations. And that's what I'm telling you is when you realize the level we're dealing with actual spies from the Democratic Party and deep state that have total clearances and they're using it against all us and we're just loyal Americans. They're the traitors.
Look, and I need your listeners and you to understand that. Like I said, I think I tweeted a couple days ago. I don't know what the Russians were up to in 2016 because I never dealt with them. But what I do know for a fact is that the British government, the Australian government, the Obama State Department, and obviously the Obama administration as a whole were all colluding together. This wasn't simply an Obama administration operation against the Trump campaign and Trump himself. He was working directly with the British and the Australians. Alexander Downer from the Australian government was part of an operation to target me and to plant this false story that I was talking about emails with him. He's come out three times and he's contradicted himself about what was actually said at that meeting. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. So the British obviously had an interest in Brexit not becoming a reality, and Trump at the time was supporting Brexit. So the British obviously had an interest to assure that, you know, they did their best to put.
Well, I mean, we always use them for illegal stuff. They use us for illegal stuff, including extrajudicial killings. That's a fact. So when they claimed that Judge Napolitano was stupid for saying that, they were just hoping the public was stupid. Please come back for a full hour soon. Come in studio. I'll send a crew to interview you. George, we admire you standing up for what's right. We know you've been proven to be correct, so I don't just believe you. I've trust but verify, as Reagan said. In the few minutes we have left, briefly, your take on this historic election.
Everyone, we need to vote red today. It's imperative. We want to continue the momentum from 2016, and we want to protect our borders. We want to continue the economic prosperity. We want to lift wages. We want jobs coming back. We want security in this country. We want our identity back. We want religious freedom enacted in this country. We all need to vote red. We need to implement President Trump's agenda. because if the Democrats take control, that's all going to be taken right from us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see the numbers just like 2 years ago saying he's going to lose, we're going to lose, the referendum on Trump. Other than massive election fraud, folks voting the names of dead people, I've been predicting actually a red victory. The only question is, can we make it over the blue seawall of fraud and the Chinese government buying four-page ads in major magazines against Trump and Republicans? I mean, that's naked collusion. I want to see the shoe on the other foot. Whether we win or lose, we need to see investigations of collusion, election meddling, Beto O'Rourke, or Pete O'Rourke, whatever his name is, you know, caught spending money to bring in the caravans. I mean, I think the Republicans need to stop being so passive and really get aggressive.
I agree. I agree completely, Alex. And hopefully everybody is motivated and energized and they all go out and vote. It's a historic election.
George, we'll talk to you soon. Godspeed. And let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that we have victory today. God bless.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. He was later exonerated. And I said that even before he ever came on the show or even before he came out and said I was set up. Because I talked to folks that knew the inside skinny. He just couldn't believe it. And then when they said, well, you lied to the FBI. You'd remember meeting with a Russian agent. And then he was so shocked when they said the British guy was a Russian agent. He said, well, sorry, I didn't. I guess I did make a false statement. Okay, you're going to prison. And then that all got dropped. But it would no time served or whether. I mean, they threw that guy in jail. And then you experience it yourself. Where, hey, and a couple things have happened. And I mean, in one of the cases, I don't know anything about the submarines and the people I was with didn't tell me anything about them. They were freaked out because what the guy specifically said was what they were involved in, and they were completely spooked by it. And that's what I'm dealing with, folks. I just want America to be run by America. I like free market. I like Ronald Reagan. I like JFK. I like Martin Luther King. I like Buzz Aldrin. I like the space program. I like the Second Amendment. I like having a good, strong nation. I believe in American exceptionalism. And I'm a loyal American. And that's why I'm so demonized, folks. Because the globalists. No, I'm mom and apple pie. My whole family's been mom and apple pie from the beginning. And they know it. And they're scared. And they know I'm willing to go all the way. And so they need to destroy Americana and say that I'm the traitor. Or that Trump's the traitor. When they're the globalists. They're Hillary. They're Obama. They're the American haters. They say they hate America. So will America reject her own sons? Real people that are loyal? And accept these traitors that would enslave everyone? That's the big referendum that's up on the table right now. That's what's happening. Hour two, spread the live links. Infowars.com/show. The censored show the enemy hopes you won't spread.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The globalists fear loyal Americans. They fear people that are willing to stand up against their garbage and their propaganda, and most importantly, their intimidation. And they fear men and women of every race, color, and creed who fear God and love their children and who are promoting a narrative of prosperity that they can't compete with. They are selling the broke-back ideology of division and of victimology and of liberation theology pumped out by the nastiest quarters of the big globalist social engineering combines. Now, Roger Stone's joining us in 30 minutes, but I want to open the phones up specifically for folks around the country who've been out at the voting polls to give us your take on where you think this election's going. And if you get what I'm saying, that we lose, we have to go after them for election fraud and foreign meddling because it's the truth and it happened and that's justice. We win. We have to do it. We lose. It wakes people up more. They get more involved and we really go after them like the Democrats did who were broke back. They didn't even have control of Congress, but, and they didn't have any real evidence, but they were still almost able to derail things. We have real proof. So don't act like some party out of power. Go on the attack. I don't want to lose. I want to win. But winning and losing, it's the final contest that matters. In a football game, you don't lose just because they get 7 points or even 21 points ahead of you. If you've got time on the clock, and time, my friends, we should come back with Rolling Stones. Time is on my side because globalism is in retreat. Globalism is in trouble. And I don't come up here and tell you positive stuff like a Oprah Winfrey leftist cheerleader. 23 years ago on air, I said we're facing global government, forced population reduction. Almost no one knows what's going on. We're totally screwed unless you get the word out. But the globalists are so arrogant, they're just going to laugh at us. Until people see their world government emerge, they'll remember what we said, and our credibility will go to absolute 100, which absolutely happened. Not hard with a long game to see how to defeat these people. Not hard. So I've got a long game. I've got a short game. I've got the midterm game. I've got the game. And you've got the game. But you got to realize you're in a fight or you'll lose the game. So I want to give the number out today for first-time callers. Next hour will be anybody. To specifically call in with what you're seeing at the polls, what you think is going to happen, and I'm going to try to move the next person. I don't want to sound rude, but I'm going to do it. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, Election Day. What's your prediction? What's your take? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you agree with the big picture? That we can't lose unless we stop fighting. We have the ideology. We have the truth. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Now, obviously, I need to get into big picture here as well. Not just talk about getting into big picture. This should all be a very easy war to win. Free market works. Capitalism works. Americana works. Compared to the global technocrats allied with China, the most draconian, mad scientist, soulless leadership on terra firma. It'd be like there's one restaurant that's selling rotten dog turds versus one selling the most luscious steak you've ever had with big loaded baked potatoes. I mean, this is not hard. But again, they choose this victimology and this manipulation to people that feel like they're losers in America. And so they don't want the success. They don't feel like they're part of it. So they're signed on to this vampiric, evil thing that would gut them in 2 seconds if it could, and it will if it succeeds. So it's quite a pickle we're in because we produce so much prosperity that it creates a bunch of lazy asses who then get propagandized and told they're the elite, that they could just politically take over and capture things, an economy of conquest, not of renaissance. And that, my friends, is the real equation. We're over the target. We're taking the most flack, except for El Presidente, because we are restoring the return of the Republic or dying trying. I'm Alex Jones. Whatever you do, share those live links to overpass the censors, and we are unstoppable. Infowars.com/show.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfowarsStore.com.
We've got it. We've got it. Got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm watching the midterms. Then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want to drop? You want to drop?
Oh, yeah!
Who are the president? You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
We're not to the bunker, John Stewart. We're to the border. We're to the wall. We're to the defense. Like Paul Revere, to arms politically, intellectually, nonviolently, the globalists are coming. And time is on our side because in every election the last 6 years, worldwide, nationalist, populist, patriots are being elected. Brexit that swept Trump in was just an example. Merkel out of power. She's a dead duck. Again, she's in power. She'll be out in a year, but her entire party's out of power. The nationalists are now the dominant party, allied with the socialists, because the socialists went, we're going to lose our pension, bringing in tens of millions of Islamicists who won't even work. We don't like that idea. Yes, but can they sucker Americans one more time? Here's some powerful clips of the president last night making some really funny points to the media and others. Here it is.
All right, get him out of here, please. Get him out. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. Oh, look at the cameras. Look, the cameras are right on them. The cameras are right on them, folks. All right, can we have our law enforcement take him out of here, please?
Bull. You guys send us a big old juicy mean bull, smart bull at the end to save us. If we save ourselves and stood up. The globalists are crapping their pants.
You know the funny thing about this stuff, though? There's a guy who's a weak person with a weak voice. Nobody hears him. But our guys are all going crazy like this. Our guys actually make the disturbance, but that's okay. We love our guys. What can we do? We love them.
And then Bolsonaro is super slick, super smart, a hero army captain, gets stabbed in the liver and kidneys and goes back on the campaign trail in 2 weeks. He wins. He says his blueprint is the Bible and the U.S. Constitution, except he's in competition with Trump. He's going to make Brazil greater than America. Great. I'd love to have another free country on the planet. They got more resources than us. They certainly got some damn good-looking women. So can we, like, please, in case the U.S. falls down the road, I'll move to Brazil. Anyways, Merkel's out of power. Everywhere they're losing. But they, oh yeah, after communism and socialism destroys you and after the mega bankers you learn are tax exempt but funding communism for you so they control the central government, you'll come running back. You'll come running back. You'll come running back to common sense. Let's go ahead and go back to the president.
Look at the cameras, everybody. They're finally turned. Look. They're finally turned. They're finally turned. See, I just left Ohio. You want to see? It was incredible. This is incredible. Outside is even more incredible because there's
like
more
four
people.
Rallies a day, 20,000 a piece.
They never show it. They keep it right trained in my face, which I don't like, and about five people behind me. Somebody there is going to be a star. I don't know who it is.
All right. Owen Schroyer just called me during the break. I've got your calls coming up, and I've got Roger Stone in studio, but this is devastating. But no one seems to care. It's like Beto O'Rourke gets caught. His own people, of course, funding the caravan. In the videos, we're like, there's new caravans today. Yeah, I've been down there for 6 years. They're arriving every day. Obama set it up. Trump's trying to stop it down in South Texas. And then nothing comes of it. He's caught red-handed. Soros, it turns out, is doing interviews saying, yeah, I'm paying for it. $1,000 MasterCard. Well, guess what? Owen Schroyer. It's up on his Twitter account. Let's blow that up so folks can find his account. He's out at a polling place. I'm going to vote when I go off at 3. I'm going to come back. And he catches them, the Democrats, handing out Beto O'Rourke literature right at the entrance. Man, they don't care. In fact, they caught Democrats in Dallas and Fort Worth and Austin and San Antonio and Houston registering online or registering by mail that there's someone who's dead, but they're still alive to get the absentee voting packages sent to their house so they can fill the damn thing out and send it in. And then the people, the investigators are there seeing hundreds of people with the same signature. And they track it back. They're so lazy, they do it out of one house, and they bust them. Democrats are literally campaigning at the polling locations. So all, that is a weird handle he's got. How do I say that on air? How do I pronounce Owen's Twitter? All I do is Owen. So there you go, at All I Do is Owen, and we're going to have an article posted at InfoWars.com, and as soon as I can get Owen to call in or get in studio, we will do that, ladies and gentlemen. My head is spinning at this point. This is just insane. And again, no big crowds for Democrats anywhere. Record turnout for Republicans. My gut tells me they hold on to the House and Senate. That hasn't happened in a midterm election for an incumbent since 1868. But there's a political realignment, not just here, but globally. So I'm going to explain. The globalists are having their last stand here. If they're able to steal it here, don't get sad. Get angry, get focused, get involved, because everywhere else they're losing. But they know they lose America and all the money they steal through the UN and USAID that mainly funds Soros. You don't think that Nazi collaborator SOB lets mean to sons of bitches. You don't think that demon creature spends his own money. No, he has his money in a tax-exempt foundation. Then he gets government money, and he ships it out to overthrow things and have his own interests. He is a pig creature. And we are so close to unseating him and others. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with your calls, hopefully Owen as well. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in total information overload at this point. Please do not forget InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is where you go to get game-changing supplements, books, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best is, whatever's the highest rated, whatever's been tested and proven to be the best, because, hey, that's what sells best, and, you know, they're going to test everything we sell, and I want you to love it, so you order it again. Whatever the best is, we get it. We discount it at InfoWarsStore.com. From supplements to books to videos to non-GMO heirloom seeds, get in there today. We have a 67% total blowout sale going on colloidal silver, and it goes right down the line. 57% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X3, and free shipping and other sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria,
which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average fan with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the most banned, most demonized, most lied about broadcast by globalists, by pedophiles, by communists in the world. People ask me, how you doing? You're being attacked every day by hundreds of articles. And I say, I'm mad. It's not thousands this week. You're being lied about on all these TV shows and all these movies. And what's it like? And it's incredible. I set out to do this with you. We've already gotten two-thirds of the way there. I just get a little mad at myself that I don't take better care of this body. But in the final equation, it's whatever God's will is. We're on your phone calls. I'm going to wait. Owen is voting right now and watching Democrats come up with Beto paraphernalia, Democrat Prop A paraphernalia, like right to the door, and nothing's being done. So he'll have that video as soon as he gets back from a polling place very near here. I'm going to go to a nearby polling place as well and vote as soon as I get off the air at 3 o'clock Central. Roger Stone's coming in next segment. We'll cover the latest developments and take your phone calls continually throughout the next 34 hours. That means all the way tonight, right through until 6 p.m. tomorrow. And there could be some runoff races. This sucker could be very close unless they've launched massive fraud. The evidence points towards a big win for Republicans. But you can't underestimate the power of the dark side, as Yoda says. So there's so much to get to, so much posted at InfoWars.com, so much posted at NewsWars.com. They're betting. They have major universities, major think tanks, the Washington Post, the New York Times every day saying, we've banned now more than 10,000 conservatives off Twitter, YouTube. Google's running algorithms to block the scourge of nationalism. They actually say this with straight faces, like the scourge of oxygen, the scourge of families, the scourge of goodness, the scourge of capitalism. And they're like, you know, usually you totally ban somebody. They have an uptick at first, but within a month they're down. But Jones just keeps climbing at InfoWars.com. God, what do? Well, we take his banks away, or maybe we just put his ass in prison. My God almighty. You see, but we're forcing them to go all the way. And there's good people inside the system. I got information so damning last week and then confirmed the documents yesterday that I got to put them out quick, because the documents aren't classified. They're worse than that. They're plain view, eyes only corporate. And we have confirmed the most draconian, unlawful, monstrous, monopolistic system. They are going, just like you saw the IRS persecute tens of thousands of Christian groups and veterans groups, and CNBC and MSNBC would say they deserve it, they're conservatives, and just all that persecution, like out of the Soviet Union. They're going to do that to all conservative and Christian groups, and you won't even know why. They're just going to kill your credit, but it won't even say it on your credit score. No. They're just going to do it at a level above that, at an Interpol level. Remember, the number two in the Chinese Navy was the head of Interpol until he got arrested in China 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. They have a level that you don't get to see, and they can just put slander, lies. They can say you're a gangster, a murderer. They can say, do not do business. Do not let you won't be able to get a bank account, fly on an airplane. It's the communist Chinese social score. See, I said I'd go to calls, but And the people that gave us this are so scared. But wait till Congress gets this, and they know that Interpol level blocks, that they use once a law is passed for sanctions on Iran or systems used on Iran and ISIS are currently being used against conservatives. Chuck Johnson was the first test case, then me, then others. Now you put that in your pipe. They did it to Gab. They're in the database. They literally have a icon they put in, which has its own classification. Only executives know what that icon means. You have to pull up an InfraGuard internal infrastructure protection data bank. I'm giving you total classified stuff here. You have to pull all this up, and there's an icon that takes you to it, some symbols and an icon. It's so classified. And then they say these are foreign state sponsors, terrorist mafia bosses. And so Gab and InfoWars can't have bank accounts. And when they start rolling it out, they think you'll be so scared. Like, well, we've got a civil war going on and things. I mean, so if conservatives don't accept this, you'll be put on the list. And they think businesses and companies and everyone then will not let you be involved if you have this. It's the mark of the beast. It's here. The Democrats were preparing it with Hillary, but they didn't do it because she didn't win. But now they're holding back and just secretly doing it as if that wouldn't come out. And I was talking to lawyers yesterday about lawsuits we're going to file on all this. And these are total win lawsuits. I mean, when this comes out, it's going to rip a seismic hole in the country. You understand? I could release it all right now, but I don't even know how to release it. It's so devastating. Because it's not about me, folks. It's about you. This is their plan to capture you. And the Chinese and Google and Berkshire Hathaway came up with it. Wonder how Berkshire Hathaway stock's going to like it when it comes out you're trying to do this to American people. So it's all coming, and get ready for it. But I'll give it to these guys. You got some big old giant huevos because you be crazy. I've read the federal law, by the way. For this to be implemented, there's got to be a national security letter. There's got to be a federal judge's order, or there's got to be an order by the president, or there's got to be an order under law. You understand? InfoWars is under sanctions stronger than those against Iran. Secretly? But involving every major financial institution in the country. And people see this, and they've got to give it to the executives because we have perfect credit. It's the best. It's like 99.999. No chargebacks. 23 years in business, everything. And they look at this. And they go, sir, we don't know what this means. It has to go to the president and vice president of companies. And when they see it, their mouths hang open. Because Obama and Hillary still have their people inside the CIA and everything. They went and put designations on us that only an act of Congress can do. Wow. You're some dumb, crazy people, but they're not. They're planning to kill Trump. They got something big coming. They wouldn't be doing this. And when the martial law hits, you either submit and pledge to them or your bank account's gone. Now, a lot of you might want to roll over to them, but then you'll lose everything. This is true tyranny hitting America. And I can't believe it shows if they'll do this, you think they'll engage in election fraud? If they'll do this, these are people that have captured the country. These are foreign enemies. These are the enemies of this country. And I'll go to your calls. I promise, Roger, right out of the gates, we come back. And look at this article, Jamie White, InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton declares blue wave win. Today, we say enough of Trump. The woman that destroyed her own evil party. Yeah, we'll see you, witch. I wasn't sure we were going to win until you said that. But again, what do they do when the New World Order takes over America and truthful, honorable, loyal sons stand up? I am honored to be listed as an international terrorist by the criminals that have hijacked our government.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality, cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some of my colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago, there's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this thing.
We have another state to project it as the state of North Carolina. Big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency. Folks, this is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in, and Clinton had
headquarters right now.
Wolf, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did. And guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral votes.
This is truly the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
He is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right there.
We haven't discussed the number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion, and I mean literally crying.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare.
This is your life now. This is us. This is our country.
This is your life now. The economy coming back from the dead. The border getting defended. The veterans getting taken care of. And the left smoked out of their holes to be openly anti-American. Roger, I want to go to phone calls. You're going to ride a shotgun with myself and Mike Adams in the next hour.
Great.
But I want to get your first approximation. I know you think we should win, but we could lose because of fraud. Evidence of that is pouring out right now. But I've got all these other, you know, headlines here that deal with the fact that famous polls that have never been wrong, on the day of the election, most people think analysis that the Republicans are actually going to win, but some of the other polls say different. I know not to listen to these polls, but as, you know, former chief strategist to Donald Trump in his presidential run, what do you think is really going on?
Well, Alex, I have two concerns. I mean, obviously, I'm praying for a red wave. But the truth of the matter is that there are two factors that bother me. One is the impact of internet censorship. By censoring the voices of conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters across all media platforms on the internet, they basically have shifted control of the political narrative back to the mainstream media that had it prior to 2016. And I think that has impacted this election very gravely. It's a threat the White House didn't take it seriously early enough. Now, when you couple that with widespread voter fraud, the lack of a requirement for voter ID so that anybody can walk in and vote, anybody can register online. There's no way to determine whether they're U.S. citizens or even eligible. I think we are seeing fraud not only today, but over the last several weeks in early voting, in absentee voting, and now on the actual election day. And those two factors really disturb me. There's no doubt in my mind that if we had an honest election based on the results of this vibrant economy, we would win. But my gut tells me, Alex, we're just not going to get an honest count.
Well, Hillary thinks you're right. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com article. Hillary Clinton, this just came out, folks, declares blue wave win. Today we say enough of Trump. You mean enough of America exceptionalism. Like 2016, Clinton declares victory before all votes are even turned in or even really starting to come in. We have early voting and a few hours of regular voting. And we're going to have big maps up with the latest numbers as they come in, obviously, back here from CNN.com, FoxNews.com. We'll start actually putting those numbers up on screen every few minutes for you as a TV viewer, as a radio listener. We'll be reading those out on air. But what is your take on her statements there? And then we'll go to calls.
Well, she's clearly, as you reported maybe 10 days ago, she's repositioning herself for another run at the White House, which is terrific because she is the single most beatable candidate the Democrats could possibly nominate. If her corruption has not now been exposed, when it will be? When will it be? I think that the American people have figured out that Bill and Hillary Clinton believe in nothing other than lining their own pockets. And they're willing to engage in dog whistle politics to do it, like the 1994 crime bill. They are prepared to play the race card if it's necessary. That she certainly tried to play the gender card unsuccessfully. But the facts cannot be hidden. Her husband's epic sexual harassment and abuse of women that Hillary ran the cover up of, the abandonment of their son Danny Williams, the moral bankruptcy, the epic corruption of the Clintons.
These are total and complete sociopaths. What about this? And we're going to calls. Early voter turnout surges as Republicans hold lead in battleground states. Zero Hedge has that. Final poll, majority of Americans think Republicans will retain the vote. Prediction has come true since 1946. Despite almost every other poll predicting the Democrats will win the House today, the final Gallup survey finds that the majority of Americans believe Republicans will retain control of Congress. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Shock Rasmussen poll puts Republicans 1 point ahead. And even the polls that are pro-Democrat are 5, 6, 7 points. That's well within the margin of error. They always oversample Democrats. Again, why are you pessimistic? The huge Democrat turnout and all the dead people voting?
First of all, it's the wording of the question. So Gallup's question was not, are you voting Republican? His question was, who is going to win the election? That's a different question. This is a question of poll question wording, order bias, sample size. These are all factors. Look, I would like to be wrong, but my reading of all these polls, I think that's the best way to do it, is to read them.
But I forget. What did you, you weren't sure, 2 years ago I was.
No, I think I was pretty optimistic that we would win. I wasn't.
Well, no, you did say, you said, I think he's got a shot. We'll see. But we know she stole like 5 or 6 states.
You were more bullish than I was on election night. I would admit that. But I always thought it was within.
I'm not trying to count coup. I'm trying to remember. But I do remember you now. You're like, well, I think, yeah, he's got a shot. And I think he'll probably win, but we'll see.
Well, it all boiled down to three things I was watching. Those would be Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Those were the breakthrough states. By the way, the three states Mitt Romney failed to carry. John McCain failed to carry.
Trump carried
because of a slightly greater African-American vote and a greater surge of working-class, blue-collar, white Democrats.
Sure. So now what's the problem?
I think the problem here is, as I said, threefold. The internet censorship has major, major impact.
Cut Trump's legs out from under him, and he spoke about it, but he did fail to defend the First Amendment.
And we have no...
He says he's going to go after him with antitrust after the election.
Well, but that could be
a
little too late. That's after Adam Schiff has already tried to refire up the Russian collusion investigation, as he announced this morning he plans to do. I also think that you're not going to get an honest count. I think we're going to have far more...
Oh, yeah, as much... Look, they've gone from being corrupt to absolutely blatant and hair on fire. And if they all cheat and all engage in theft, we won't catch them because they're all doing it. Briefly, we're going to break, and I promise we're taking 5 calls next segment. Watching George Papadopoulos on, that was pretty powerful.
It was an extraordinary, it was a historic interview. Historic. Look, Alex, it occurs to me that at the exact same time that the FBI was handling Papadopoulos was the time in which an FBI informant approached me in Miami Beach seeking to sell me negative information on Hillary Clinton. And I blew him off. We now know that man was in the country on an informant's visa, that he was a convicted violent criminal from Russia.
Yeah, let's
I think
just
this
say
is part and parcel of the same operation.
They sent a mean hombre over.
To say the least. But at the same time that George Papadopoulos is being approached, at the same time Carter Page is being approached by FBI operatives seeking to entrap them in Russian intrigue, is the exact same time that they send this fellow Henry Greenberg to see me. And as the Washington Post has reported, I completely reject his proposal.
And as you said, Schiff is promising to fire the whole thing back up, try to kill the recovery. All right, when we come back, Jewel, Ian, and others, your calls are straight ahead with Roger Stone, live, continual coverage of the 2018 mega important midterms. Whatever you do, Infowars.com/show. Spread those links. George Soros hates it.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. Infowars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target. And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Merle Haggard.
I hear people talking.
You know, that's what the Russian agents play, Roger. Say, you know, the Russian agents, they play Merle Haggard.
Well, you know, Merle Haggard was pardoned from a California prison by Governor Ronald Reagan.
That's right, San Quentin. Here, crank it up.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking
on
the
right. And they say, those of us trying to restore the Republic, we're the foreign agents. I want to go to calls, but you laid a blockbuster on me during the break you can't get into yet. But let's just say that you've got some big secret torpedoes that you have not released yet on folks. The word is they want to indict you after the midterms. That's the leaks. That's the info. They've said this before, Roger, but can you give us any exclusive tidbits?
There's a piece up on Vanity Fair right now that Matt Drudge has reported that says that Donald Trump Jr. and I will be charged after the election. There's still no evidence of Russian collusion. And I think more.
God, would they actually do that to Donald Trump Jr.?
It would be stupid, in my opinion. He is as innocent as I am. There is no Russian collusion.
But they're trying to bait the president.
And I think they're trying to invent process crimes. You perjured yourself or you obstructed justice, which is nonsense. This is politically motivated. It's a witch hunt. I think most Americans know that.
Yeah, but they don't care. They're the political class. They believe they own the country. They're using the anti-espionage muscle to go after Americans that are real Americans because they're the outside power. And so, you know, Trump's done a great job turning the economy on, but listening to his lawyers and the controlled Justice Department has hamstrung him to let clear and present danger criminals run around wild.
If the president does not fire Sessions and Rosenstein by Friday, he's making an egregious error in my opinion.
That's right.
They may have convinced him not to rock the boat prior to the election. And I know Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and others made that argument very eloquently, and they were probably right. But now the election is over, and it's time to clean house and get the deep state out of the White House and out of this
administration. Who illegally spied all of it. Okay, let's go to phone calls. And then again, I saw the map you guys put up. I just want to show, let's just direct here on air, because I don't have time to do this during the breaks. I want to show just randomly, without me saying, my directing is this. I tell you guys, the great crew, the type of things I like, and then just do it on your own. Don't wait for me. Show some CNN. Show some Fox. Show some AP. Show the big election maps and just numbers and things popping in during the feed while we do it. Or I'll just keep saying it on air. Yeah, we saw that same map. Here, let's do this. Let's go to CNN.com together on the front page. Hell, I'll come in the control room. Let's just show it on screen, the front page, and I'll direct you where to go from there. Or we can just show it. We can just show it. We can just show it. We can just show it from the television. Okay, and then you go to the interactive maps on there, and it'll just be the latest numbers, amounts reporting, all those types of goodies, okay? So we'll talk about it during the next break. Let's go to calls now. Jewel in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air with Roger Stone.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks. Go ahead.
So I attended the Donald Trump rally in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday, and while we were waiting for Trump to come out, I was approached by a reporter from the New York Times who noticed my button that said I attended the inauguration. So I talked to her for about a half an hour or so about all kinds of things, and it basically came down to who are you voting for, and I said I'm voting straight Republican. She asked me if I was voting for Mike DeWine, and I said that, you know, yes, I was, even though I didn't care for him. I thought he was a rhino. And she, you know, I elaborated and she asked me why. And I said, you know, I'm voting for him because I hate the policies of the Democrats. And the title of the article that she put out is, I hate him, but I hate Democrats more. And I woke up to just like dozens and dozens of death threats on my social media and all of these people attacking me and attacking my business. And it's just crazy. She put this out just to incite hate and make people vote against Republicans.
Oh, they're the ones pushing hate. They're the ones that are attacking. They're the ones. And then they tell us that we're the ones that are hateful and we're the ones that are aggressive and they're involved in total mafia activity.
Jewel, who was the reporter from the New York Times who wrote that piece?
Her name was Sydney. I did not catch her last name.
Well, let me say, as a Republican, as a conservative, as a libertarian, I share your concerns about Mike DeWine. The way he and John Kasich have screwed up the implementation of medicinal marijuana in that state is extraordinary. I personally have endorsed Travis Irvine, the libertarian candidate for governor, and then beyond that, I'd vote straight Republican if I lived in Ohio. So you didn't say anything wrong. I share your concern. I know why you decided to vote for DeWine, and I have no criticism of it, but nobody should accuse you of disloyalty. It is DeWine and the Kasich Republicans who tried to walk out on our president.
Well, exactly. All I'm saying is the Democrats 10-1 are the ones being violent and aggressive.
That's for sure.
And the whole climate's been whipped up. Thanks for the call, Jewel. Ian in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Welcome. Go ahead.
While I was casting my vote earlier today, I noticed, just blatantly right out in the open, in the 12th district in Flint, Michigan, an old blue hair that was working the polling was just standing there just stuffing the ballot box right out in the open. And probably had at least 200 ballots next to her and just feeding that machine because I was there right at 7 a.m. I was one of three people in there. So perfect time to do it while it was completely bare.
Oh, man, brother, did you shoot some video of that? Because if she's...
Well, yeah, so that's where things get funny. I pull out my cell phone, I walk up to, like, actually confront her, and I start filming, and I have, like, three soy boys approach me, like vampires literally out of nowhere, like, out of the gymnasium closet or something. I have no clue where they came from. They're like, you gotta go, you gotta go, that's illegal, we're calling the cops, you know, and so they start freaking out, but I did manage to actually get my cousin in there with a spy camera with the spy glasses, you know, and he's got some great footage that we're uploading right now, so.
Good, tell us where we find it. What's the YouTube channel? What's the...
I'm actually sending it directly to ShowTip.
Oh my God! Okay, well, we have a good crew, but and a big hearts, but we sometimes we miss stuff. So you should upload it yourself to YouTube and Twitter as well, and then direct it to us. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, because my God, send it to us too. But send it to everybody. Send it to Sean Hannity. Send it to Tucker Carlson. Send it to Rush Limbaugh. Send it to Daily Caller. Send it to WorldNet Daily. Don't ever give us exclusives. I don't want the exclusives. I want victory. I want you to hammer every piece of intel to everybody. Create a giant list of email and never give me an exclusive. Never. Never.
Never.
Seriously. I don't. Because I'll drop the frickin' ball so hard.
Go ahead. Let me make this suggestion to you also. Call the Board of Elections now and lodge your formal complaint to make a record of it. They want to call the cops? No, you're the ones who should be calling the cops, because you saw an active act of a voter fraud and you're recording it with a camera. While it may be against some regulation,
if you see a more serious crime being committed versus some regulation, you have a duty to document it.
And absolutely.
All right, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I would lodge a formal complaint with the Board of Elections immediately.
Yeah, look, the Democrats, we've seen their criminal activity. We've seen the way they behave. They're going for broke. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone should be documenting. Owen went to vote, and the Democrats were handing out literature for Beto and Democrat propositions in Austin up at the entrance to the damn place.
Not surprising. Not surprising. In my home state, there's a certain number of feet away from the poll you have to be without that before you can do that kind of
election. And listen, great job doing that, Ian. And we're all greater too. Just send it to everybody. Don't wait. God bless. We're going to start the next hour. Go right back to calls. I'm going to be a very good boy here. But again, the energy level is just insane. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, you are unstoppable. I'm not just saying that. It's not like I'm saying that, and we never helped get Trump elected, and we never turned the economy around, and we didn't expose Bohemian Grove, and we didn't expose Hillary and lock her up, and we didn't launch Hillary for president. We've launched half of America's rebirth. The globalists see us as the detonator of the entire global resistance, 1776 worldwide. My common sense analysis was the world wants freedom versus slavery, reboot the real America, and the globalists can't win. Because of that, I'm slated for total destruction, which is fine with me, as long as we win. And so again, get the live feed, infowars.com/show. Get the live feed that says live banned election coverage. The Democrats fought hard to suppress it. Send the feed out on your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, but they can't censor your own text message on your phone. That really gets people paying attention. Your own email. Do it. Sign up for a free email at the newsletter, infowars.com/newsletter. We're going to launch, supposedly today, I don't know, Roger, tell me we are, this whole initiative to write the president with a handwritten letter that we print out and mail in individual envelopes for going after big tech censorship. We've already pushed him very close. Our analysis got very, very close. We're going to push it over the edge. We mean business. It's why they want to shut down. And don't forget, up to 67% off select best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping on those. The 67% blowout sale on colloidal silver, 57% off Supermel Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2 and free shipping store-wide. If you don't fund us, we'll be destroyed. If you do, you get great products and we win.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality. These incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Rainforest Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
All right. Well, Roger Stone is, you know, really pessimistic here next to me. I hope he's wrong. Mike Adams is going to be co-hosting with us the rest of the hour. I'm going to do two more segments with him and take calls, and Michael Foley take over. And then in the fourth hour, we've got a lot of folks joining us as well. Roger Stone will be back. I'd encourage Mike to continue on with him if he'd like. And then we've got Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and many others. I'll be here throughout the evening. I'm going to go vote in about 2 hours. And that should be interesting. And then we just had George Papanopoulos on with a huge global exclusive. He wanted to come on here and say, I'm not a traitor, because I guess I had fingered him as possibly being one of the moles. So that was a big exclusive. But I'd already said that I thought he was an honorable guy once he went public. And now they've since tried to set me up. So we're going to go to phone calls, and we're continuing here. Roger was telling me don't have a heart attack during the break. You know, I'm going to talk about this briefly at the start of the next segment. And I'm going to be the best I can about it, okay? But I'm going to explain why I've been like this the last few months. And I think it's really the heart of why we're either going to win this fight or lose this fight. Because when you, I'll say it next segment. I'm going to introduce Mike. Who to go to next? My God, there's so many great callers here. Vote GOP, the election media lies, Willie, midterms, the election, Robert, local report election, Michael, elections, Marco, Alabama, lock her up, military tribunal. I'm never even into that stuff. I'm against all that. But when you're in this type of crisis, when you're supposed to do it, let's talk to Marco in Alabama. Because how do you, when you're not an extremist, meet extreme tyranny with your normal system? You don't. And that's pretty much where I've gone, Marco. Go ahead.
I can't believe this. The boys in the shop aren't going to believe I'm talking to you. Let's rage, brother.
Go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
Roger, man, you can't be so freaking weak, bro. We got to take this, man. I want to see some perp walking. I want to see restitution for the civil civil disobediences on the part of the media. I want to see the criminals in government in the clutches of U.S. Marshals. I want to see the fear in their eyes. I want to see the worry that they're going to go to Gitmo. I want to see it. Man, I'm telling you, Alex, man. Dude, this is so hype, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good. You sound like Hulk Hogan calling in, but I'm pretty hyped up, too.
Man, dude, today is going to be a great day. A big, beautiful, fiery candy apple red Marlboro red wave, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man. I want to see Gitmo transfers. I want to see capital punishment. Do you guys think, dude, that Donald Trump, dude, will Pearl Harbor these Democrats, dude, if they win?
All right, Mark, I appreciate the call. Look, what do you think happens today? And again, how do we respond to the intelligence agencies seized by foreign powers working with China openly? I mean, I'm not a martial law type guy, but they've already put us into a form of martial law.
No, I think that's the million-dollar question. What is it the president is going to do either way, whether he wins the House or whether he loses it? Is he going to clean house at the Justice Department, which is the key to the internet censorship issue, to all of these issues, really? It is time to find out whether the deep state clique that is surrounding the president is going to undo his presidency, or whether Donald Trump, who at heart is a patriot and completely understands where this country has to go, who's brought our economy back beyond any projection of the so-called experts, is going to double down and bring America back. It's a key question.
That's right. It's bigger than the election. Is Trump starting to use his executive power, which he should have used while he had the trifecta? But I think we're going to hold on to it. Mike Adams calls coming up. It's election day. We're going 34 hours right through tomorrow. Talk about nail biter. I have never had more, not even anxiety. I am just like explosively on fire.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks ask me why I'm so upset on air and off air, and it's because I can metaphysically, at a spiritual and genetic level, know this fork in the road is one of the most important in human history, as all over the planet, people against the big banker money, the Chi-Com money, the EU dictatorship money, the Hollywood poison, say no and vote for capitalists and nationalists, and we come back from the dead. And then to see the hordes of people brainwashed and serving this evil system, getting away with all the crimes and the censorship and the bullying, it makes me angry. And then I think about where they're going to go if we don't stand up to them and do the right thing. And it just really upsets me. And I'm not whining. I'm not a victim. Like Tommy Robinson says, I'm a target because I've changed the world. Our audience has changed the world. Our guests have changed the world. We're really doing the right thing. We're effective. This is why we're under attack. But they have come after me in ways on air and off air that people could not imagine, which only illustrated I was right about how bad these people were. And so instead of making me not support America and not support free market and not support Jesus Christ and not support freedom and the Second Amendment, instead it makes it so much more valuable that I can't stand it. I dream about freedom. I dream about what we can do. I dream about defeating the globalist. And so now I'm so awake and so on fire that it juxtaposes when I look at the slaves mindlessly serving the system, and I see how ridiculous our enemies are, Hillary and Pelosi and Michael Moore and the globalists, and I see the dirty tricks they're involved in, and it just drives me over the edge to myself to sit here and say, you know, we've been too nice, and it unlocks parts of my brain that I don't like being unlocked because I always go with my instincts, my gut, my spirit, and now I see God giving people a choice all over the world before real evil comes into the world. And then that means we cannot, just like I've never stood down before, we can't stand down at the next level, Roger. We're entering a very dangerous level where I just don't think the average person, in fact, the average person kissing the ass of tyranny, the average person bowing to corruption because they want things to be the status quo. There won't be a status quo anymore, period, folks. That's all gone. So do you want to have a quick fight and win, have a better future? Won't be a utopia, but it'll be a better future with other challenges humans have together. Or will it be we go into some really bad territory and God really flips the switches and the big sleeping giant pops up, which scares the hell out of me? Let me tell you, I'm not scared of the globalists, their minions. I'm scared of what God does if we don't do the right thing now. And Mike Adams wrote a powerful article for Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. Everybody should read, win or lose, it's time for America to push back against the incivility, lawlessness, and fraud of the political left. But it goes beyond that. They're literally on the payroll of the communist Chinese. They're literally trying to break up our families. They're literally trying to bring us down to conquer us. And so I want that. I don't know how to make that choice totally clear to everybody, Mike Adams.
Well, it's great to join both of you. And I was listening to Roger Stone in the previous segment, and he nailed it, that if we had fair and free elections, there's no question that the GOP would win this and hold the House by a large margin. But as you've both warned, we don't have fair and free elections right now because of the massive election meddling of the tech giants. Their selective, targeted censorship of conservative voices denies our constitutional republic one of the basic tenets of any democracy, which is the ability to engage in public debate and conversation. And because of that targeted censorship, I believe that no matter what happens in this election, whether the GOP holds the House or not, there needs to be a Department of Justice criminal investigation into massive election meddling on the part of the tech giants that would dwarf any claim of Russia meddling. What was it, $100,000 worth of ads or $160,000? I think the tech giants have committed maybe $500 billion worth of election meddling and fraud over the last 2 years. And when you combine that with the media, the fake news media, the fake lies about Russia collusion, fabricated sources that they use to try to smear President Trump, the 92% negative coverage of conservatives, you combine all of that, plus the election fraud, dead people voting and so on,
total
non-citizens
total
voting.
Total election, and I'm going to have you take back over and then Roger, and you're going to take over for a full hour at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take some calls, but that's it. It just crystallized when you said it. It's that they've already brought us into another level of warfare. We're already here, and all I'm saying is I'm not happy we're here, and I don't like the fact we're here, but everybody needs to know we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen, and they did it, and they've broken all the rules. They're going for broke, and they're engaged in total crime, and I am literally every minute feeling guilty at a cellular level, Mike Adams, that I'm not doing enough. I mean, I know you're in that same space. You're a successful engineer. You're just as big as InfoWars if you've done it by stealth with 300-plus sites. I mean, you're a smart guy, too, and I know you don't – I've seen you – I'm doing you 10, 12 years, or 15 years. You used to be a little more, you know, cloaked. You've uncloaked because you realize it isn't us that brought us here. They brought us here.
No, it's exactly right. Let me say this, one other thing. What really disturbs me today is that all of these voting machine companies – use the same software, which is controlled by a British company, who are co-investors with George Soros.
Fact.
This puts Soros in charge of the election machinery without question. And that's why you're exactly
and we should have made a bigger deal about this.
We broke that story here on InfoWars. We talked about it extensively. We need a Justice Department that will follow up. That is not our job. Our job is to let the world know. And we've done a good job of it.
No, I agree.
You know, my background is software technology, and along with Roger's point there, all they need to do is steal 0.75% of the votes. It could be almost indiscernible by most people. They don't have to steal every vote. They only have to steal less than 1%, and they can push this country to a Democrat control of the House.
Bottom line, even if we win, it's because of overwhelming landslide. We must go on the offense or be destroyed. That's what I want to announce. We must go on total offense. That means everybody, or we're done.
We have to overcome the massive fraud, possible black box voting, hacking. We saw that in Georgia. I believe there was an investigation yesterday announced that the Democrats in Georgia perhaps have been involved in cyber hacking there. We know it goes on nationwide. We know that the DOJ has put monitors in, I think, dozens of states across America.
They claim to stop the Russians, as if the Russians have any skill at hacking our elections like the Democrats.
Also, I'm not sure you're going to see much at the polling place. You'll see some, but the larger fraud, Mike, I think is being done electronically.
Well, it's on early voting, too.
Yeah, and in early voting, which is uncontrollable, and an absentee ballot, which is much harder to control. But the odds of our getting an honest count tonight are very slim.
Yeah, well, the key to watch for, I think, is when races are very, very close, watch at the last hour the Democrats will discover, oh, here's 500 more votes from mail-in ballots. It always happens in
those key
races,
counties. Yeah, and they're like, or those counties were 100% report. Oh, 100% voted. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I'm worried about the precincts where there's 267 people registered and 496 people voted. And you're going to see that tonight. I guarantee it.
And see, here's the thing. I couldn't cheat, even though I could look at dead people, you know, go in and vote in their name. I just, at a certain point, is that like, am I bad that I won't cheat? Mike?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, we are the party of morality and ethics and honesty. The Democrats have proven that they have no boundaries, no rules, no ethics, no morality. They will cheat. They will lie, they'll deceive, they'll commit fraud. See, their slogan is to win by any means necessary. They throw all the laws of civility and due process out the window.
That's what Pelosi just said. She said, go high, go low, just win.
That's exactly it. And we cannot sustain ourselves as a society. We cannot coexist if half the country, the Democrats,
well, that's my question. Don't
refuses
they get,
to abide by basic rules.
They've taken our kindness or weakness that once they remove the civility, that in a real barbarous world, what we'll do to them. And I'm not trying to act tough, but give me a break. I mean, literally, these people are a joke.
Yeah, they obviously do not want this to ever go kinetic. They would lose that. So they're trying to lose through fraud, election fraud, and censorship. And they may very well pull it off. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm not as optimistic now as I was about the 2016 election. So we'll see.
Well, I respect both you guys. I know we're legitimately going to win, but it may be stolen. We'll know soon. My God, 24-hour, 34-hour coverage. I promise we come back from this break, we're going right to your calls. And I'm going to take a break for a little while with Roger, and we'll be back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back live. Mike Adams about to take over. We're taking your phone calls. Roger Stone is co-hosting with us. And we're going right through till the election tonight. InfoWars.com/show. Don't forget the power of you on radio and TV. However you're listening, however you're watching, telling folks, go to InfoWars.com/show and share that link. Local radio stations, share their links. Local TV stations, share their links. I want to go back to phone calls and Mike Adams, and he's taking over. And we'll have open phones throughout the night. So Mike will be taking your calls as well that are on hold. But you were getting into election night, and I don't want to say I was prophetic, but I knew it was coming.
No, you can go back and look at, and there's a bite of this in the film Get Me Roger Stone on Netflix, where Alex, everybody here was high-fiving each other. It was a very exciting night, and you were grim. And I said, what's the matter? And you said, you don't understand. The fight has just begun. This is not the beginning. This is just the beginning. They're going to come after us. And they have. This has been an unprecedented racketeering, collusive effort to shut InfoWars down, to just snuff us like that. Along with the effort that you can read about in the mainstream media, which is now a tsunami of fake news. I had three reporters call within the last 2 days. We hear there is a sealed indictment of you. There is no sealed indictment of me, but that's how they play it. It's illegal.
So it just shows they have successfully gotten the corporate media to be soulless. They have converted the Democratic Party into an anti-American cult, and the war has just begun, ladies and gentlemen. And imagine if we win tonight, I expect they go even more insane. Mike Adams, what do you think if we win tonight?
You're absolutely right. I was just going to make that very point, that the globalists will then consider the United States to be a rogue sovereign nation. And they will pull out all the stops They will actually consider to be an enemy nation of the globalist United Nations cabal of, you know, the political elite. So I would expect banking attacks coordinated through the European Union. I would expect trade war attacks that go beyond anything we've ever seen, but also, of course, political assassinations. And I think those assassinations will not only target the president, and he will be very difficult for them to assassinate. Let's hope they fail, of course, but they will attempt to assassinate GOP senators who, as we have seen over the last couple of years, are very vulnerable. You know, Rand Paul was at that baseball or softball game where a left-wing radical shot Steve Scalise.
And then his front yard.
Representative Scalise. Absolutely. He was attacked in his front yard. We've seen Ted Cruz, for example, hounded in public at restaurants. And, you know, sadly, it's going to take a lot of additional security for all these GOP senators to protect themselves from the left-wing lunatic mob that I think will rise up no matter if they win or lose the election. I mean, think about if they lose, they go insane because they think they have no political power. If they win, they're emboldened by their rage. So I think the left becomes more violent either way.
That's right. America got overrun. We're going to have to deal with it, but just admitting it's the key. Christina in Texas, you're on the air with Mike Adams, Roger Stone, live InfoWars election coverage.
Yeah, this is Christian Peters. Can you
I'm
hear
sorry,
me?
I read it wrong. Christian, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for the call, Alex and Roger. Just talk about the polls. I did go to the polls this morning. Everything seemed to be fine there as far as where I'm at in Houston. In the southeast part, Clear Lake. I'd say with the number of state legislatures that are red, and the reason I'm looking at the state legislatures is kind of related to the 17th Amendment, which not a lot of people seem to talk about the 17th Amendment and why we actually vote for senators. I know it was on your show once.
Back then the 17th Amendment until 1913, same time they got the IRS, the Federal Reserve Act, they got rid of legislators, they would vote and bring the senator in to D.C. so that states had control over one house, of the national government. That way you had true, division of powers. Yes.
That's exactly it. And now, you know, at least in the state of Texas, I know the first caller was talking about, doing a straight ticket. And I talked to my brother about this. I said, man, don't vote straight ticket, because he lives in Harris County as well. and the land commissioner, which is in Texas on the ballot, which is, George P. Bush. It's, Jeb Bush's son.
No, I understand. We need to vote against globalist Republicans. Absolutely. If a Democrat is better. That's rare, but then you can argue, well, maybe have some of the other Republicans in there, because maybe the other Republicans will make them vote with the party. That's a complex issue. I appreciate your call. And we're going to put a cough button in on Roger's microphone during the break. It's going to happen. It's been 5 years. I've asked for it, but it's going to happen today, I was told. Roger, what's your take on that?
No, I think he made a very good point. Look, George P. Bush was supposed to have a more vigorous Republican primary here in Texas, and that did not pan out. In fact, a colossal record of corruption in his office and incompetence. How do you screw up the Alamo? It's an icon. Yet he handily, because of huge funding advantages, won the Republican primary here. If I lived in Texas, I wouldn't be voting for him.
All right. Owen Schroyer is going to pop in with a big update at the start of the next segment after Roger leaves us. Like I said, I'm riding shotgun. Then Michael Host by himself are into the next hour for 30 minutes. Then Roger Stone's back. We're going to go back to phone calls here in just a moment. Let's talk to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. It's great to talk to you. It's the first time calling in, of course. And then I definitely appreciate all you've done for the liberty movement and everything.
Well, I don't want a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles allied with the Chi-Com to run my life, so I'm just doing this as survival, but thanks.
Yes, and it's great to have Roger there and Mike. I follow Natural News, a lot of good information on there. But what I wanted to talk about is going forward with the Trump agenda instead of going backward and fighting all these small battles. Once, even if the outcome doesn't really go our way, if we could go forward with the wall, free trade, and just keep continue just rolling forward instead of letting them hang us up, because right now we're kind of caught in the barbed wire, it seems like.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. You got a bunch of knock-kneed Republicans that still care what corporate media says and still are afraid of it. We should have gone after them on censorship. We should have already gotten rid of this fake FBI investigation. So Trump gets an A-plus on the economy and America first, but you know, he's drawing from the swamp, Roger.
totally agree. We're at the cusp of greatness, and the president's agenda could revive and save this country. But the people around him, some of the people around him, and people in his own government are undermining that agenda even as we speak. Even if you read that book, Fire and Fury, it is very clear that you had White House officials on the record with that author saying, oh yeah, I removed that document from the president's desk that he ordered me to have drafted so he wouldn't sign it, and I was just hoping he would forget about it.
It's total obstruction of the law and of the president and of the voter. That's what this all is a giant criminal mutiny of the intelligence agencies, a large part of them, that sold out to foreign interests. I mean, we have been so damn far sold out. They were so confident they can't believe a president that's loyal got in, but he's not God. He can't do it all.
Yeah, I definitely hope they definitely follow the money even after this election and find out what was actually going on and where the voting was skewed.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We got to jump to break. Listen, we have to go after the meddling in the election, the Federal Elections Commission violations, the foreign meddling that's public, and the massive discrimination against conservatives and nationalists and others. Roger, you're back in an hour. We're going to be back in an hour, and then we're going to have Mike Adams and myself and more calls coming up, and then we're going to be hosting Right Through the Night. You and I will be there just like 2 years ago with others to see what these results are this evening at InfoWars.com during the live coverage.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is riding shotgun with me. I'm going to let him take over and continue taking your calls. He's going to go solo for a little bit of the next hour. Then Roger Stone's coming back in, and then I'm coming back in, and then everybody from Mike Cernovich to you name it's going to be hosting tonight. I'll be back 7 o'clock right through to 2, 3 a.m., you name it, taking your phone calls, playing clips, covering the latest news. Got a bunch of speeches we haven't played, Limbaugh, Hannity. There's so much to get to here, and, of course, your phone calls. Please don't forget. When I get up here and I say, spread the word about our local radio stations, spread the word about our TV stations, or we'll be shut down, that's totally true. And again, you don't see Soros and Hillary and the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the leftist-controlled CIA trying to take out other people because they're not effective. They're trying to take us out. So when you share the links at InfoWars.com/show or the feeds that are on InfoWars with the words live election coverage. Watch the censored live feed. That's on the front page of InfoWars.com. When you do that or share it from NewsWars.com, that's not censored and blocked as much. It changes the world. I know most of you know that. You're sick of hearing it. I'm just saying when people actually take action, because millennials and trendies and leftists, you know, they virtue signal. They say they're going to do something, but they don't do it. But when you do it, it crushes the enemy and overrides everything they're doing. And that's all I want to do is beat them. That's all I want to do. I'll give my name, my treasure, my life, whatever. These people are scum. They have to be beaten. And separately, when you get products at InfoWarsStore.com, especially our supplements that are amongst the best out there, and when you get T-shirts, it helps spread the word and funds our operation, or books or videos or Alexa Pure Water Filtration that's 47% off. They never do that. It's a huge sale. That makes this broadcast possible. It's the 67% off blowout sale. Some items are up to 67% off. That is a lost leader on the high-quality colloidal silver. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality. Last Run, Cold Press, Super High-Quality Herbs, Vitality, Libido Energy. It's just very hard to source, very expensive to get, so we're just discontinuing it because it's been a bestseller, but too big a hassle. That's 57% off. Brain Force Plus, the amazing number one bestseller we have, 50% off plus free shipping. Whole store is free shipping. Survival Shield X3, the ultimate iodine, 50% off with free shipping. Alexa Pure Pro, $127, 49% off plus free shipping store-wide. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, Mike, I've been ranting here with myself and, of course, Roger Stone. I want to take a few calls before you take over here, and I appreciate you joining us. You'll be back tonight as well at 6:15 Central. So we appreciate what you're doing at naturalnews.com. Front and center, I think what you're saying and what you wrote about is absolutely central. When you texted me this weekend with what you were writing about, it was exactly what I was thinking at the time, that win the election, but if we put up with the censorship and tyranny, we lose. Lose the election, we put up with it, we lose. If we stay focused and know just how criminal the Democrats are, they really are an outside America-hating power of collaborators, we win. If we realize what we're up against, we win. If we don't and just consider this like business as usual, we're done.
We have to push back regardless of the outcome. And what's become abundantly clear, and by the way, you can interrupt me with callers at any time. I'm happy to take calls too. But what's become so clear now is that the way Democrats are operating in this society, lawless, they hate America, they do not honor due process, they falsely smear people like Kavanaugh and Trump and others, that operation mode that they're in is incompatible with civil society. And we have to push back against that. We have to reclaim civil society, the rule of law, due process, protecting your borders. America as a nation has a right to exist. It has a right to protect its borders. And anyone who doesn't recognize that, frankly, you know, doesn't really deserve to be recognized as an American, because they don't honor the nation state as something that can exist. But it's funny, these same people say Canada has a right to exist, or Japan has a right to exist, or the UK has a right to exist, but not America. Well, I'm sorry, we don't accept that anymore. We're going to push back against that, matter what happens in this election.
Their fundamental litmus test in the Democratic Party and the globalist system is America's bad and can't exist. It's incredible. I want to bring Owen Schroyer in, who'll be hosting coming up at 3 o'clock Central throughout the night with myself and you and others in a roundtable discussion. Owen just went out and voted and saw some bizarre stuff here in the ATX in Austin. What'd you see?
Yeah, Alex, this is pretty incredible. I'm actually stunned. So I go to vote here in Austin, and not only are there people campaigning for Democrats, handing out Democrat pamphlets, you know, telling you to vote Democrat, etc., wearing Beto pins and shirts and stuff. Actual Democrat candidate, Amit Motawi, or Motawi, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and then Pio Renteria, they're both running here locally in Austin. They are out there campaigning, literally, to the people in line. Now, I'm almost positive that they are breaking the law, which is you are not allowed to campaign within 100 feet of a polling place. That's electioneering law. 100 feet of a polling place, you cannot campaign. I have them, Alex, I can't even believe this. I have them on film, handing me Democrat paraphernalia, telling me who to vote. It's all Democrat. They're handing it to me. I have it on film. Now, I just got back to the polling place. It took me almost 2 hours to vote today, but that's an infrastructure problem we can talk about on a later date. I just got back to the polling place right now, Alex. I have a tape measure. Now, I also spoke to a lady out here who's just out here independently, who claims that she's out here to maintain the integrity of these elections, you know, stop voter intimidation or anything. And I asked her, I was like, has anyone done the measurements of 100 feet to mark off where you can campaign here? And she said, no, that's on the people inside. So they didn't even follow the law of marking off the 100 feet mark where you can campaign. But then furthermore, again, I have actual Democrats, Pio Renteria and Amit Motawi. Again, I may be pronouncing the name wrong, but Amit, A-M-I-T Motawi, campaigning to people who are waiting in line to vote. I've never
sure,
seen
so you
anything
need to,
like
you need
it.
To get back after you're done shooting a report and just the headline video, Democrats campaign at Austin polls, and then it's done right there. But yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be, I think, from the corner of the property, actually, the way the state law works. Hell, we show up just to vote and Democrats run up and say, hey, you can't be here. You know, we're having an election. I'm like, no, I'm here to vote. So I'm going to be coming, to vote as well here in the next hour, Owen. So maybe I should link up with you and we can witness, all of that. Other points, Owen?
Well, just to kind of give everybody context here, there was no conservative or Republican or anybody canvassing or campaigning out here. It was all Democrats, volunteers, all wearing Democrat paraphernalia. For a little bit of exit polling, if you will, I wasn't really talking to people, but I kind of got a vibe. There were quite a few people that actually recognized me. It was kind of the you don't talk about Fight Club thing. They just kind of gave me a wink and a nod, hit me with the AOK sign. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, talk about Fight Club. And just in general, I don't think conservatives like coming out during the election process. And
yeah, the point is it doesn't appear Republicans are violating state laws on voting and federal laws. Well, we're going to follow all this, Owen. You'll be back at 3 o'clock Central here taking over the helm of our live continual election coverage, Owen.
That's right, Alex. I'm going to measure this out right now. We're going to do it on film. We're going to have all the video ready to go. Project Veritas is monitoring this as well.
All right. Great job. And we'll have all of that and all the clips, because I tend to dominate coverage here, and so do our other guests and things. We got a lot of clips, a lot of things happening. We'll start working the news in. I'm going to be here some in between voting to make sure we get all that stuff on air with the production here. Go ahead, Mike Adams. You're going to take over the end of the hour, the next 30 minutes that you're back at 6:15 Central tonight. We'll be right back on the other side, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, NaturalNews.com, doing a great job. Whatever you do as citizens, don't just send us the footage. Do that, too. Get it uploaded to YouTube. Call the local news. Call the local police. If you see something you think's illegal, say, hey, this looks like it's violating the law. This is going on. Get it out. We'll have the latest on DrudgeReport.com as well. Drudge always has big breaking stuff. And let me tell you, my team is back there. They are on the latest breaking stuff, like laser beams, just with all the clips and you know, all the latest information. We're going to have a lot of news tonight, obviously, as it all unfolds. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. It's verboten because it loves America and it loves victory and it loves success. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, the Health Ranger, with Mike Adams. First thing you do when
you get up out of bed. Wow, that's a new intro right there. Thanks for joining us today. This is Mike Adams with the Alex Jones Show on this historic day, midterm elections 2018. We're going to go to your calls and do some rapid fire calls. I'm going to try to say no more than 2 minutes per caller. So callers, get ready. I've got the list in front of me here. Get ready. Get to your point, and you can be critical of our coverage as well. You don't have to agree with everything we've said. We'd love to hear different points of view. So let's go to Willie from Arizona, has been holding a while. We've got comments about the midterms. Go ahead, Willie, you're live.
Get the DOJ to do the job that they're supposed to do and that they're promising to do, and that's to watch carefully for voter fraud.
Here well, in absolutely. Arizona,
we've already got strong numbers coming in on early voting, and hopefully we're going to retain a full red and we're going to be able to keep the seat that's...
You're cutting out there.
Snowflake replaced.
Good points, Willie. Sorry, you were cutting out a little bit, but I got the main point there. Yes, the DOJ should be sure to stop fraud. However, as Roger Stone pointed out in the last segment, a lot of that fraud may take place behind the scenes, not even at the vote casting, but it could be in the voting machines, the black box voting. So, but good points you made. Let's go to Aaron in Colorado, voting red, reporting from a blue state. What's happening in the blue state there, Aaron?
Health Ranger, thanks for having me on. I just want to thank InfoWars. They sent me Christmas presents last year. We're here in the blue state, voting red. My aunt was a senator. She served as a Democrat here in the great state of Colorado. She warned us of it was to come. Sadly, she's passed, but she warned us, kids, and we're ready to vote red. I'm a walk away, and I'm on the Trump train.
Well, what are you seeing there, Aaron? You're in a blue state. When you voted, have you voted today already?
Yes, sir, I did. Just come back from the... some people saw my Trump stickers, InfoWars sticker, my car. I got flipped off. I was sworn... The people, some lady cursed at me, and she called me a demon. I said, well, you have the language of a demon. And I called her an old snot. I didn't want to use bad language.
Yeah.
And
okay, yeah. Well, that's... Well, thanks for the report there, Aaron. Sorry to interrupt you there. There's a little bit of delay because I'm joining remotely as well, but a great point. It's interesting that even in blue states where maybe the Democrats have a majority, they're still pretty nasty towards someone who is an InfoWars supporter or a Trump supporter. Let's go to Brian in Michigan. I see you've got maybe comments about CNN or Russiagate, but it's the floor is yours, Brian. You're live with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. I uploaded this on Real.Video. It regards exiled Russian oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky and his connection through the Atlantic Council to his proxy, Michael Weiss, who does puff pieces at CNN, the New York Times, for Bill Browder and all these crooks. And my point is that they are the Russian bots that they accuse us of being. Like, they literally work for Russian oligarchs.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, the Russia collusion hoax, of course, was to cover up the actual Russia collusion being done by the globalists and the Democrat Party. You're absolutely right about that. And by the way, Real.Video is now Brighteon.com, and we did receive a takedown notice from the Bill Browder, I guess it was a hedge fund law firm, and they jumped on a video that someone posted there, and that was the most aggressive action that we ever saw. So I know that what you're talking about, there's something to it. People need to keep digging. Any other comments?
Yep. Here in Michigan, I voted for my boy, John James. If you're in Michigan, you should vote for John James. And proposal one, you should vote yes to legalize marijuana and regulate it like alcohol in Michigan. We definitely need that. So I voted for that.
All right. Thank you, Brian, in Michigan. Good point there as well. Also, just a note for California voters. You know, there's a race there where we can defeat Richard Pan. He's the Monsanto puppet and the vaccine zealot. He's running for state Senate District 6. It's the state Senate of California, not the federal senator. And what you can do is you can vote for independent Eric Frame. Eric Frame is the one who's got a chance to beat Richard Pan. So if you're listening in California, be sure to vote for Eric Frame and help defeat Richard Pan. Let's go to Matthew in Arizona. Matthew, you are live with Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you, Mike. All right, so I just wanted to say I'm part of the whole getting hit with the YouTube censorship just as well as all conservatives. And we have Obama crime. Like, the new channel I got is called Snafu Snaps. And Snafu means situation normal, all effed up. It's a World War II term. And my question for you, Mike, is right now – I live in Arizona. Immigration was a top key talk for this election. My question is we know with the uranium one and all the corruption with Hillary Clinton and all the just the crimes that are going on, the severity of the crimes, we've talked. I remember you putting out something about like tribunals, a former martial law, and him controlling mainstream media. My question to you is, do you think if this caravan, once it starts getting to the border here where I'm at in Arizona, at that point, can Trump declare a national emergency, and can he go into a form of martial law and these tribunals could start and we could actually really hit the issues? Because there's no way we're going to hit this corruption without a big move.
Well, great question, Matthew. Thank you for asking. The caravan issue, of course, is separate from the deep state criminality and treason within the United States that's been taking place for the last 2 years. Trump has already declared a national emergency, by the way, due to the caravan approaching. And he has ordered troops to deploy on the border to assist law enforcement there. Of course, there's posse comitatus that he must be careful to avoid violating. So I don't expect troops to be deployed in the United States. We wouldn't want that anyway. But depending on the scenario that unfolds, especially if the Republicans hold the House and the Democrats go insane and start committing mass arson and bombing government buildings and you know, shooting people in the streets, then I would strongly expect to see National Guard troops deployed to assist law enforcement in domestic America. Even on that note, remember that National Guard troops cannot arrest citizens. They do not have arrest power. They have logistics support power. So the arrest must still come from local law enforcement, police, sheriff's deputies. So keep that in mind. We're not going to see tanks in the streets, and we don't want tanks in the streets. But we may see people like you and myself and others calling for National Guard to come in and restore order after civil unrest and mass chaos by the left, depending on what happens in this election. So I hope that's a reasonable explanation there for you. Thank you for your call. I want to go to Patrick in California. The note here says you're wondering why InfoWars is being so negative about the outcome of this election. So, Patrick, this is Mike Adams here. I appreciate you joining us. I'm very interested to hear your question and comments, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for everything you do with Natural News and Brighteon, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a huge supporter of InfoWars. I bought thousands of dollars of product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I'm calling from San Jose, California, and, you know, this is the belly of the beast as far as lunatic socialism is concerned, and I don't understand why we're not getting a more positive message from InfoWars and the entire staff. We should be exhorted to go out and vote. We have to overwhelm the enemy because we know they're going to lie, cheat, and steal and do anything they can to gain power. We have to overwhelm the enemy forces. And the way to do that politically and peacefully is by getting everyone out to vote. Instead of hearing Roger Stone, oh, well, you know, I'm really pessimistic and, you know, maybe maybe we don't.
Patrick, just to reply to you there, I agree with your assessment that we need to get everybody out to vote and we have to rally all the troops to get out there. Absolutely. I think that what's happening here, and I really concur with Roger's opinion, is that the uncertainty spread is pretty wide right now because of the incredible amount of fraud, voter fraud, censorship fraud, election meddling by the left. That's what's different. If I could add this too, and then I'll ask for your comment. In 2016, the Democrats were largely asleep because they thought they had it in the bag. I don't think the Democrats are making that same mistake this year. So they have a massive turnout, but so do the Republicans. So the uncertainty, I think, is higher. Does that resonate at all, Patrick? What are your comments?
Yes, I agree with you. There is greater uncertainty, and that's specifically because of the conspiracy with the tech giants to suppress the vote. This Russian meddling BS is just that. We have the enemy within who is conspiring to deprive us of our rights under Title 18, but the way to combat that, if the DOJ is not going to do it, which clearly they're not, the way to combat that is for Roger Stone to not be negative and be pessimistic and try to maintain this character of being a political pundit, blah, 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 blah.
We're going to break here, Patrick. I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to break. Your comments are well taken. We all have a lot at stake, and we're trying to do the best job we can. And America can win this, and we're going to be here regardless of what happens. So stay with us at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us, continuing on this midterm election day. This is a big day, an historic day, and I feel very honored and privileged to be able to serve in this context here to help bring you information of what's happening around the country. I want to thank all our callers in advance. We'll be taking more calls here in this segment and upcoming segments. A lot of local reports of things happening. Also, just to give you a little update, different media organizations, independent media around the web, Gateway Pundit reporting that an Arizona district is turning voters away, taking their names and numbers and saying, we'll get back to you. So a Republican district in Arizona, unable to vote there. Zero Hedge is reporting that there's chaos at polls. Voting machines are malfunctioning in New Jersey. And Breitbart is reporting that Facebook has blocked 115 accounts for what they call coordinated inauthentic behavior. Well, strikes me that you can't get more inauthentic than these Democrats that pretend to be moderates and pretend to be conservatives so they can get elected, but they're lying to their voters because they actually plan to be radical left-wing Democrats. So how come we don't ban them for inauthentic behavior by the same logic? In any case, let's go to calls. We've got Michael holding in California. Michael, you're live on the air with Mike Adams here. Thank you for your call. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mike. I just want to start by plugging, I don't know if you guys carry it anymore, the liver cleanse. Me and my wife, we did the liver cleanse, and a couple years later, we got two boys to show for it.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
She wasn't supposed to be able to have babies, and we made them.
But, fantastic.
Hey, we're going to win this election. If not, I got to relocate, but I think we got it. I know they're going to try to steal it, but we're going to overwhelm them.
So is that just a gut feeling, or are you seeing something? You're hearing things? What's your source there? What are you thinking?
Well, outside of the main cities, everybody's voting red.
Okay.
Everybody. Absolutely everybody that I found.
So what area do you live in California? I mean, suburbia or rural, or where are you living?
I'm in Central Valley, Modesto, kind of in between.
Okay. And are you seeing signs, you know, actual signs in the yards, or just hearing this from people?
I work servicing trucks and big rigs, so I talk to a lot of drivers, and drivers are all voting red.
Okay.
I don't see any signs or anybody trying to get people to vote blue around here.
All right. Well, hey, God bless the truckers, by the way. Without them, we would not have an economy at all. So I'm definitely thumbs up for the truckers. Thank you for your call. A good description out there from California. Let's get some more additional local news. Let's go to a different state here. Let's go to George in New York. Says he voted today. George, what are you seeing out in New York? Are you with us, George? Live on the air? All right. Maybe George isn't there at the moment. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, good to speak to you, Mike, finally. Out in Connecticut. Just finished voting about an hour ago. And, it is a blue state. I think it's more like a 60-40 thing, because if you look on the map, you have red more towards the, upper, closer to New York State.
And then, what were you seeing at the voting location? Were people campaigning there? Did you see a lot of signs, a lot of talk? What was going on?
There's lots of signs. It's a mixed bag. A lot of people, a lot of big signs for Republicans. Connecticut is more of a mixed bag, but it is. What I'm worried about is a lot of voter fraud. You know, it is a sanctuary state, as far as I remember. I'm not a fan of Chris Murphy. I was never really trusted Blumenthal. So I'm trying to.
Okay, Alex, I'm sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break here, but I appreciate your comments. We're going to go to more callers from around the country as we continue here with midterm election day coverage. Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams, filling in for Alex Jones right now. We'll be back after this break with more of your calls from across America.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Crowley, what's been done in your head? Oh, Mr.
Global coverage right through tomorrow of this historic election. Mike Adams is co-hosting. Roger Stone, who they say is set to be indicted on Friday.
He doesn't even want to talk about it on air, but we'll see what he says coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're all here in the bunker defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Such an incredible time to be alive. Such an amazing time to be here covering all these issues. Roger Stone will be sitting right here in about 30 minutes breaking down so much. We're taking your calls, but Mike Adams is laying out you know, what's happening. Now, there's two different ways to handle politics. Well, I guess three or four ways, but two ways that most people do. Put their head in the sand and flatline and ignore things that are going on. And, you know, that's basically like an ostrich. Or there is go 110%. I'm the opposite of somebody that sticks my head in the sand. But I got to be careful, too, about like a race car driver that floors it too much to too many RPMs and blows an engine. So a lot of people are calling in saying, how's Alex? He sounds so angry for hour after hour. Yeah, I know how criminal these people are. They're trying to destroy my life. That doesn't make me want to back down. It makes me know I was right, want to fight them that much harder. So a lot's coming down to this, man. I don't care about the persecution. All it makes is want me to have this victory for my family and you that much more. And I'm not up here saying that. Talk about myself. We're getting a lot of calls. People are like, wow, it's powerful radio and TV, but Alex really seems fundamentally pissed off. Yes, folks, we're in a war with globalists conquering our country, and I cannot believe it's not more obvious to be behind Trump and what we're doing. It's so clear-cut, it drives me crazy, and the suspense. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm like, give me the latest numbers. What are the early voting? What's coming in on the maps? Usually you start seeing some stuff by noon. We're not seeing anything, and I don't want to be negative, but when I've seen other elections they steal, they don't start showing you stuff till later. So, and I'm not saying we're going to lose. A lot of folks are like, hey, Alex, don't say we're going to lose. You said we'd win in 2016 because I really believed it when nobody else did. And I saw the evidence. And I still think we are legitimately winning. But the enemy woke up and is throwing everything they've got at us. So that's our wake-up call, too. So I don't know. We're going to be here tonight covering it all. Here's a few minutes of Rush Limbaugh, you know, coming out of retirement, basically, to show up, showing you this is 2 minutes to midnight. And Limbaugh, don't agree with him everything, but he's an American patriot. He cares about this country, and here's Rush Limbaugh.
What an honor. This is so exciting. I have been watching Trump rallies from the very first one. And to be part of one, folks, I'll tell you, it's the night of a lifetime. You know, this is backstage. You all are so great. This thing is, it's electric in here, folks, you people at home. This is so hoping that in a few short minutes you start chanting something else. Maybe you'll go. No? I was just talking to people backstage, and somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016. That's what this is all about.
That's divisive, exactly.
It's serious stuff. All of this. I mean, for crying out loud, folks, you know, you look at what happened the last 2 years. For 2 years ago, year and a half, every day, newspaper, every newspaper, New York Times, Washington Post, anonymous intelligence sources confirming that Trump colluded with Putin to steal the election. There's no evidence for it. Zilch, zero, nada. It didn't happen. It was made up. Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia. Hillary Clinton rigged an election.
Okay, folks, I'm going to go back to Mike Adams so you can finish up the segment, take your calls in the next, and he'll be back with me at 6 o'clock tonight. But listen, I'm supposed to go vote right now, right down the street. I can't leave the building. So, yes, I'm bouncing off the walls. The good news is I'm leaving, and then we're going to have Owen Schroyer coming up, Roger Stone coming up. We're going to have Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and so many others tonight, and your phone calls. But Mike Adams, I go back to this. I've never felt energy like this, And I'm not somebody that has anxiety. I'm not somebody that chews my fingernails when the going gets tough. And I'm not just saying that. I usually just in super dangerous positions or whatever, people go, it's like I'm blind to it. And I'm not even scared. The energy level of the country and the world, because this is so clear, our own destiny versus globalists running us and how bad the globalists are. You've been pretty calm, but more active than ever politically and more on target. What are you feeling at a gut level or intellectual level? And how are you being smooth during this? Because I am literally bouncing off the walls.
Well, at a gut level, it's very clear. I think that we hold the House. I think that we push back against the Democrats in this election, and we have a major victory. That's what I feel in my gut. But intellectually, and I'm having this internal battle, Alex, between what my heart says and what my brain says, because intellectually, I'm a numbers guy. You know, I'm a lab scientist, and I'm looking at numbers, and I'm looking at historical trends, and I'm looking at the number of open seats and the polls. And even though I know the polls are twisted, I have a lot of concern when I look at the numbers. So my rational side says, well, we got to be cautious. But my heart says, we're taking America back, and we're going to win. So that's where I am right now.
And I totally agree. That's exactly where I've been for weeks. And the gut says we're winning. Intellectual says we're losing. But here's the issue. It's because we tend to, like Garth Brooks says, some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. Whether we win or lose, the fact is globalism's in trouble. There's a human awakening worldwide. Nationalism's winning everywhere. We're coming back. We're bouncing back from the bottom, I believe. And so that's why we have to understand win, lose, or draw. We're winning because humanity has awakened. And look how far we've come exposing globalism from just 20 years ago, 10 years ago, Mike. So I think that's what we've got to juxtapose in our minds. But the Democrats and the globalists have been so scared, they've come out with their full force, and that makes us know we were right. And it's confirmation that they were worse than we thought. And then we really get upset as men that I don't know about you, but I feel like constantly like there's something I'm supposed to do. Like constantly now. I can't even sleep. Roger Stone can't sleep. It's like we've got to fight these people.
It's funny. I had trouble sleeping last night for the first time in years, and I couldn't pinpoint it, but I've been holding back some things that I'm probably going to come out with tomorrow and the next day, regardless of the outcome of this election. But I tell you, what's clear is that we have to push back no matter who wins or loses. And even if we lose the House, let's say, but you gain some seats in the Senate, then that means Trump's Supreme Court nominees in the future are much easier to confirm, and they can't do a Kavanaugh kind of attack.
Well, like that's it. Exactly. Let's not them frame who won or lost. Let's really intellectually look at it. And then let's all make the announcement together, because exactly. That's what my gut says. God's going to give us a victory, but not the one we think.
And also remember, let's say the Democrats take the House and then they go insane and they show the evil that they truly are. That might even be a pathway to victory. Just getting them to show themselves. You know what I mean? Like decloak, as you say. If the Maxine Waters evil comes out for the whole country to see, oh my, the reaction to that might be more powerful than even defending the House of Representatives. So look, I can't possibly know the mind of God and how everything's going to work. All I know is that those of us who love America, we are going to fight for our country, our freedoms, and our president, no matter what happens today and tomorrow.
That's right. Powerfully put. And I think a lot of the energy we feel and see is the enemy, and their slaves are just so wound up because the whole world, not just America, but the whole world is turning against them. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com takes over. More of your calls and more analysis straight ahead. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. And then Roger Stone in about 12, 13 minutes will be in studio hosting by himself. And I want him to really, you know, get into whatever he wants to cover. And then the War Room. And then I'm going to be back tonight, all night long, folks.
And don't forget to vote, Alex. You gotta get that done.
I'm going to get in the car. I'm going now. I'm leaving the building. Stay with us, folks. Spread those links.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you've got me for one more segment here on The Alex Jones Show. Alex has left the building to go vote, reportedly, so he's somewhere in Austin now voting. And that'll be interesting to see what the Democrats do to him wanting to exercise his constitutional right to vote. I'm sure they will yell nasty things to Alex because, of course, Democrats don't want people who love America to have a right to vote at all. In fact, there's so much fraud in this election that it's almost like theater to Democrats. They don't really want there to be voting. They just want to be authoritarians in charge, have full power, full control. They're kind of going through the motions of voting right now because they think they've stolen this election. But if we push back strongly enough, then we can, of course, resist that massive fraud and censorship it's already been done against us. This election has been stolen in advance. The question is whether we can overcome it. Along those lines, I want you to watch very carefully tonight the Florida governor's race of Gillum versus DeSantis. Now, Gillum is currently favored in the polls by a few points, of course, depending on which poll you pay attention to. If DeSantis wins that race, it would be a very strong indication that there is a powerful red wave. If DeSantis loses the race to Gillum, it doesn't mean that there's a powerful blue wave either. But if Gillum wins by, let's say, 10 points or more, then that would be an indication of a strong blue wave. So that's a race to watch. Remember that Gillum is a radical left-wing socialist. And if the Florida voters choose Gillum, I don't believe they would, by the way. But if they did, they will experience what it means to live under a kind of mini Venezuela for the time that Gillum is governor down there. So the Floridians will learn a harsh lesson if that unfolds. Now, if the Democrats lose the House, one more point here, then we're going to go back to calls, and Roger Stone will take over the next segment. If the Democrats lose the House, they will not recognize the outcome of the election. And at the same time, just as they didn't recognize Trump being president in 2016, they will reject it. They'll say, well, this doesn't count. But interestingly, if the Democrats win the House by a very narrow margin, then there are many people on the right, including myself, who will say, well, wait a minute. This hasn't been a fair and free election because of the censorship and the election fraud and the illegals voting. So we might refuse to accept the outcome if it's very close, knowing the amount of fraud that's been committed. So my question to you is, and something to think about, what happens to a constitutional republic when the two sides no longer can agree on the outcome of an election? Because the answer to that, if you really carry it to its logical conclusion, is essentially a country torn apart, perhaps through secession, perhaps through civil war, perhaps through political chaos, or even kinetic chaos on the streets, depending on the circumstance. But imagine if Maxine Waters becomes the head of, what is it, the House Finance Committee, I believe it would be, then what if we refuse to recognize that, and we refuse to recognize subpoena power from a Democrat-controlled House, knowing that they stole that election? What happens then? And keep in mind that for the past 2 years, Democrats in the deep state have refused to abide by subpoenas issued by a Republican-controlled Congress. So they have already nullified subpoena power just by refusing to participate. You see what's happening? The country is no longer, there's not common ground. There aren't a set of rules anymore by which we all choose to live or agree to live by. And because a constitutional republic is a mental construct, it's an idea, that mental construct appears to be nearly gone. So it's almost like no matter what happens in this election, I don't think that Democrats and Republicans, the way things are right now, can really coexist in a lawful, peaceful society for much longer. Sadly, that's not the outcome I wanted to see, but that's my assessment. Let's go to calls now with that commentary, you know, in the can. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg says you've got comments about the election and media lies. You're live with Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, brother, let me just plug real quick. If you guys don't like the iodine supplements, whatever, we could fund the podcast just with coffee and toothpaste. Who doesn't need coffee and toothpaste? But I auto ship coffee and toothpaste.
Coffee and toothpicks. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
InfoWars, they sell the Patriot coffee and then the fluoride-free toothpaste. So you could just buy those.
Oh, toothpaste. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Gotcha.
You don't need anything.
Gotcha.
Else.
So, all right, yeah.
Then vote GOP and the media. The reason you can't trust the media is very simple. Who are you more like, right? When you watch TV, are you like these robots that read off a teleprompter? Or are you like the people on InfoWars? No teleprompter, just talking. Sometimes they get mad, sometimes they laugh. Not always right, but they're not out to get the country, right? So just, you have to feel it on a gut level. These people on the mainstream media, they're just complete liars. They're like robots. They have no emotion.
Absolutely, they are, yeah.
I was pissed on air. We get pissed in our houses, right? We talk some stuff. We disagree. We get mad. That's a normal human emotion.
Well, you make a good point there, Greg. I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, who are we more like? And the left-wing media is faking all the time. Your phone audio quality was barely usable, so I'm going to go to another caller, but I appreciate your comments, Greg, and you're right on the mark. You absolutely nailed it. think about who is more like you in terms of philosophy, not on the surface, you know, not skin color, but about philosophy. Who's pro-liberty? Because, of course, you know, those of us who love liberty, we openly embrace every skin color, every religion, every national origin. As long as you're pro-liberty, as far as I'm concerned, you're in my camp. You're in the pro-America camp. Let's go to Darian in Wisconsin. Darian, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead. What's your comment or question?
Hey, Mike. I have some critical information here for you, so don't cut me off.
Well, we've got 2 minutes to break, so
I'm
going
to try to fit it in there as quickly as I can here. We are basically rolling out, started a company here. Our main stuff this week, our company website, medical records hosting, we're going to be setting up a search engine. And I did send out a message over to Andrew Torba this morning saying if he ever needs backup, go ahead. I'm a former veteran. Can't be bought. We're also looking at pushing your iodine into the medical clinics that are hosting records through us. So make sure you keep a steady supply of that. I wanted to tell you that people need to quit calling, because calling has plausible deniability. I learned that in the military. You want to do everything in writing. I want to draw your attention.
Talking about calling representatives in Washington? Is that what you're referring to?
Calling representatives in Washington. Calling.
Okay.
When you call, you can deny. You can say whatever. All right. So you always put it in writing. That's a legal concept. Spent about the last year investigating a plan B course of action. Should we lose this election? And even if we win it, I want to bring up the fact that when you have representatives that are voted out and they've lost and they're as bad as these people, there's nothing worse than a person that disappears out of public sight with evil intent. They will come back out of the dark and stab you in the back. So something has to get done. So I spent the last year putting this together. I want to draw your attention to 5 U.S. Code 7311, 18 U.S. Code 1918.
We got 30 seconds, man.
Yep. These encompass violations both of office, 18 U.S. Code 2381. That encompasses treason. You should look at the penalties for these. I plan to put together a document on these items and go ahead and file a course of action here in the near future.
Look, I'm going to have to cut you off because we got to go to break. I'm sorry. But, you know, keep us posted with what you've got there. You can call back on another show or submit that to InfoWars. They would love to hear from you. Thank you for all the good work you're doing. Roger Stone will be taking over as we continue on the other side of this break. It's been great joining you today. I've already voted, so do your part.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best
for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. You know, few Americans could withstand the kind of proctological examination that I've gotten from Robert Mueller, the special counsel, over the last year, maybe a little longer. And incredibly, there is still no evidence whatsoever that I had advanced knowledge of the source or content of the WikiLeaks disclosures in October. That's because no evidence exists. And I have correctly identified Randy Credico, the New York talk show host, as the tipster, the man who told me in late July that whatever it was that Assange had, that he had announced on CNN in June of 2016, from Hillary Clinton would be dynamite, devastating, a bombshell, would roil the race, would end her campaign. Of course, he turned out to be right. Now, Matt Drudge has a story up at the Drudge Report from the Daily Caller, which says correctly that my attorney, Tyler Nixon, testified for Mr. Mueller's grand jury. I had to waive the privilege for him to do so, and accurately and truthfully said that he sat in a dinner meeting with Credico and I, in which Credico essentially acknowledged that he was my source. David Lugo, the producer of the movie Sensational with Alex Jones, among others, has testified and written that Randy Credico confirmed to him in person and in a text message that he was my source. So this amounts to absolutely nothing. The mainstream media would have you believe that I have shifted my story. I haven't shifted it at all. I forgot two things. When George Papadopoulos gave an extraordinary interview this morning to Alex Jones, he outlined how FBI operatives first approached him in July, May, June, July, earlier actually, regarding planting faux evidence of Russian collusion. It was in this same time period that the FBI sent an informant, Henry Greenberg, to see me, and I dismissed him in less than 20 minutes. And yes, I did forget that encounter. It was a tumultuous, busy presidential year, and I simply forgot. But since nothing illegal or improper happened at that meeting or as a result of that meeting, I have no reason to not remember it. I simply forgot. I am human. And then I forgot also that I'd had an exchange with Steve Bannon. The Washington Post would have you believe, the New York Times would have you believe that I contacted him, but actually he contacted me right after Julian Assange had his October 2nd press event when he released nothing to the world. But he did say at that press event, as reported by Politico, that there would be weekly disclosures every week for the next, I think it was 10 weeks, but that in any event, all U.S.-related, election-related material would be released in the weeks before the election. The Washington Post reported that as Assange made some vague proposal for future disclosures. Well, that's the fake news at work. So we now know definitively that Steve Bannon, who the New York Post has reported has been meeting with the Clintons' convicted pedophile pimp, Jeffrey Epstein, attempted to throw me under the bus. Essentially, the two things I told Bannon in an email published by the New York Times came from a perfectly innocuous sources. One was Randy Credico, no inside information there. He was the one who told me that there were security concerns around Assange at the time of October 2nd, and that was the reason that he had demurred in terms of releasing something on that date. And then secondly, my source could have been read online, Politico and other news outlets that correctly reported that Assange himself said there would be future disclosures on a weekly basis from that point until the election and then even beyond. So once again, the real news it finally is emerging. I do want to remind you that here at InfoWars, we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. That's why I want you to go to the InfoWars.com site right now and see some of the extraordinary specials that we are carrying. Without your loyal support, without your buying these products, whether they're the great nutraceuticals or our t-shirts or our books or any of our products, we literally cannot continue the fight. As Alex Jones has told you many times and completely truthfully, we are under the greatest pressure, the greatest challenge in our existence. These monumentally expensive but baseless lawsuits that are initially filed in order to create the headlines that then the internet giants can use as the basis to censor us are extraordinarily expensive. But Alex Jones is not a quitter, and he will never quit the fight. In fact, he's going to double down. We're mounting a massive campaign to bombard the White House with communications, actually letters, to the president telling him that he must order his Justice Department to end the racketeering of the internet giants who are trying to censor InfoWars, who are making Facebook pages for patriotic, freedom-loving, conservative, libertarian, and pro-Trump Americans disappear overnight, that are censoring people on Reddit, censoring people like myself on Twitter. You know, when Twitter banned me, I had almost 440,000 followers. Little did I know that I was just a pioneer. So please go to the internet, to the InfoWars site now. Now, if you are not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, and we've got some unbelievable sales, Silver Bullet at 67% off. This is one of my favorites. The finest colloidal silver product, I think, in the country. We use a special electronic process which provides for a smaller microbe and therefore greater absorbability of the colloidal silver, known for centuries as one of the most effective antiviral and antibacterial compounds. I use it whenever I feel a cold coming on, and I highly recommend it. BrainForce Plus, which works extraordinarily well for me, you're looking at 50% off with free shipping. This gives me mental clarity, mental energy. You know, when you get that dip around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this is an extraordinary product. I highly recommend it. And of course, you can grab a copy of my new book, Stone's Rules, at a very nice price on the InfoWars.com site. So all of those great products help fund the fight for freedom. All of those products and your loyal support of them is what finances us here. We don't have the kind of multi-international financial backing that the globalists are able to lay on their supporters. We are completely and totally reliant on you in the fight ahead. So please, if you're not in the mood for one of our great nutraceuticals, if you're not looking for a book or a t-shirt, you can actually just make a donation to the InfoWars. There's a donate button where you can send 25 or 50 or 100 or 500. And yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000 to help fund the fight for freedom. It is not incidental that InfoWars has been at the focal point in the war of censorship. It is not incidental that we have been banned across all platforms on the same day. That's racketeering. That's the real collusion they don't want you to know about. This is an effort to snuff out the void of freedom. This is an effort to destroy what Alex Jones has built. Don't let them get away with it. Go to the InfoWars.com store right now. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. Well, unless you have been living in a cave, you know that there is a tsunami of press reports that say that special counsel Robert Mueller will post-election charge me with some crime in connection with the 2016 election. You can read it at the Business Insider and MSNBC and so on. Let me say that when I've been asked this question, what I have said is, if the decision is made on the basis of evidence and facts and truth, then I will not be charged. If this is a political vendetta, if there are people bearing false witness against me under oath and they are believed, that perhaps I will. And therefore, I face the greatest fight of my entire life. The pressure on me and my family has been extraordinary. The financial pressure is the whole idea. They seek to break you. And therefore, those who want to help the Stones, who want to help me so I can stay here at InfoWars and tell you the truth, please go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, to help me fight my own fight for liberty. God will bless you for it. Now, in the meantime, there are stories at MSNBC and NBC that say Dr. Jerome Corsi, who formerly worked at InfoWars, has now changed his story. You see, Dr. Corsi was the man who pointed out to me on August 21st the deep ties between John and Tony Podesta, the Podesta brothers, and the clique of oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. It was Jerry Corsi who pointed out to me a Breitbart story written on August 14th by Peter Schweitzer that said that Tony Podesta had been hired to represent the same Ukrainian political party as Paul Manafort. It was Dr. Corsi who told me that I could find everything I needed to know about the Podesta brothers' Russian business interests at the Panama Papers, which had been published in April of 2016. And indeed, it was all there. Gas, aluminum, uranium, banking. Yes, there was a candidate involved in Russian collusion. Unfortunately, that candidate was Hillary Clinton. I asked Dr. Corsi for a memo, which he subsequently sent me on the 31st. It was very heavily researched and annotated with the hopes of getting some members of the mainstream media interested in the Podesta brothers' Russian collusion. I was unfortunately unsuccessful in that effort. But now Dr. Corsi seems to be saying, according to NBC and ABC, that he knew in advance that John Podesta's emails had been breached and had been boosted. Well, if that's true, he most certainly never said that to me. My emails and text trail with Dr. Corsi do not reflect that. They reflect my version of events. But in this hinky atmosphere, people are changing what they say. And as again, I say, if everyone here tells the truth, I'm confident that there'll be no charges against me. But if people bear false witness against you, if they change their story under pressure, well, I will be forced to demonstrate the truth. There are two witnesses who have gone to the grand jury, as I understand it. Tyler Nixon, who I spoke about earlier, an attorney who represented me, and David Lugo, a brilliant filmmaker, and both of them testified as to the truth. The truth being that it was Randy Credico, the left-wing radio host, who first tipped me as to the strength of what it was Julian Assange said he had, and that my now iconic tweet of August 21st, in which I said, "The Podesta's time in the barrel will come." It's funny, the word "the" gets omitted by almost all of the mainstream media. But "the Podesta's" clearly refers to two people, John and Tony, and is not a veiled reference to the fact that someone has acquired John Podesta's emails and would subsequently publish them. I had no advance knowledge of that from Dr. Corsi or anyone else. That's what the facts and the truth and the evidence will show. Now, tonight we have our extended election coverage, and it is really the best place for you to tune in to find out what happens. Whether there's going to be a blue wave or whether there's going to be a red tsunami, I have said earlier on the show that I'm a pessimist. It's not that I don't think the votes are there. I do. I think if there was an honest and fair election, the Republicans would win. I have two fear factors that I should put forward immediately. One is the enormous impact of the internet censorship of the voices of conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters. You see, Donald Trump's election would never have been possible in 2016 without the rise of a vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet. And InfoWars is the cutting edge of that movement. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. That's why we have been particularly targeted for censorship. That's why they want to crush our First Amendment rights. The other impact of this, of course, is that as you shut down these alternative media sites and voices, you shift control of the political narrative in America back to the mainstream media, back to ABC, CBS, and the most loathsome of them all, NBC, not to mention CNN and MSNBC, the fake news sites of the deep state and the two-party duopoly and political establishment just run this country into the ground. It is a grave concern that that shift will affect this election. And then, of course, there is the question of voter integrity, ballot integrity. I think even as I sit here now, we are being robbed blind. I feel it. I see it. I hear reports of it from activists in the field. I spoke yesterday to New York City police officer, an NYPD guy whose specific responsibility is to find and help ICE deport illegals. And he says they are voting in record numbers, that he has seen them in his own polling place. This New York police officer is a great fan of InfoWars, by the way, and a great fan of the InfoWars.com site and our many products. But there you have it, a report firsthand from the field. So my two big concerns tonight, we'll be talking more about this, are the impact of the internet censorship on Donald Trump's supporters. Not only do I think that they are shadow banning the president himself to limit somewhat his reach, but they're taking away our ability to amplify what he says. They're taking away the megaphone of his supporters. And there is the real danger. Now, when you couple that with the mass based voter fraud that is taking place before our very eyes, when you can register online, when you can show up and then vote without having to show any voter ID, a driver's license, for example, because it would be a racist, it opens the door to the kind of mass fraud that will put Adam Schiff back in control as a chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. By the way, Congressman Schiff announced this morning that if the Democrats take control of the House, he will refire up the Russian intelligence investigation. Let me say this. I don't know that my lawyers would let me testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee again, since I'm clearly under investigation by Mr. Mueller. But if I was to testify, my testimony would be identical to what I said last time, because contrary to what some who are protected by congressional immunity have said, my testimony was completely truthful and accurate. I understand a few things better now. Even I have learned some additional facts that would only strengthen what I said in my resolve before the committee. But there would be no change in my testimony. Let us hope that Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are not in charge of the new Congress, are not obstructionists to end America's greatest comeback story yet. Donald Trump has made America great again. The economy has come roaring back in a way that Barack Obama told us was literally impossible. What are you going to do, Mr. Trump? Wave a wand, he said. Well, it's not waving a wand. It's cutting taxes. It's cutting regulation. It is unleashing the strength of the American people and the free enterprise system. Donald Trump has done it. Join us tonight for election night coverage.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know. Your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brainforce Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.